Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, my friends. I am chomping at the bit to expose the ongoing criminal activities of the global crime system known as the New World Order. Welcome. It is the 12th day of May, 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, retransmitted on the network from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. We have a ton of vital information that we're going to be covering today for you. Let me go ahead and just launch into some of it that I have here in front of me. First off, I got a call yesterday by an individual living in East Texas whose friend is a young associate pastor and is about to graduate with his, I guess, doctorate from a local Bible college. And they had a group of Boy Scouts come in to the office, into the college. And when they came in to the school, he didn't even give them an anti-New World Order speech. He just taught them Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution, just gave a speech on the subject, and one of the people that brought the students in recorded it, being Homeland Security trained, knowing that you don't talk about the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence. We have Homeland Security training videos, FEMA training videos, where they say that that's illegal and unlawful and not to be discussed in a terrorist document. By the way, this is not Monty Python's satire. This is not a joke. This is not a game. This is not a drill. We've been documenting this since before 9/11. And so the person recorded him saying this, and Homeland Security was waiting for him with the head of the school, and the guy was in a black suit wearing sunglasses and said, "You could be arrested for inciting terrorism." Now, the individual, I don't want to say is scared to come on, but says they don't want to give the school a bad name, and they just want to, you know, have the mission of saving souls. But they admit that, well, if they don't go on air, this is a great tyranny to the country, and that we won't even have any freedom in this nation, much less First Amendment religious freedom, if this type of stuff continues. Now, I have training manuals, I have government documents, I have video of this, and we're going to write a story and post all of this. We also know that 26,000 preachers have been recruited to train their flocks to hand in their guns, go to FEMA camps, let their families be broken up, go to work labor facilities. I told you this, of course, a year and a half before, gave you secret documents, and now it's on the news. I mean, just think of the magnitude of this and how on its face it is hyper-classical tyranny out of Soviet Russia or Nazi Germany. I mean, this is so off the charts that it's so amazing that it's going on. But I will have one of the individuals on the show, maybe both, coming up in about 25 minutes. So that will be coming up today. Now understand, the police and military and all government minions, they swear an oath to protect, defend, uphold the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. But I have FEMA on video teaching police in, of course, Kansas City. I was also shown video of it being done in Austin, Texas, at an event. That was 6 years ago. The folks that showed me the video at the time agreed with Homeland Security and wouldn't let me use it. Now they've kind of woken up. I need to call them back and see if they'll let me use the video now. But what's even the point? Yeah, they said, yeah, you can watch the video, but you can't play the video, saying that. I forgot. I need to call them and get that video. I think now they've woken up. They realize it's not good. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order
in the near future.
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced, gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich.
My life is like,
that's how it goes.
I just had to talk to a young associate pastor.
Everybody knows.
In East Texas.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows.
We'll just cover it when the song's over.
Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates at the long stem road. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful. Give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. It is so upsetting to me what's happening that I can hardly continue this radio show. I had to stifle smashing the microphone and computer in my studio about 20 seconds ago, okay? That's how serious this is. That's how life and death this is. That's how far gone this country is. That's how cowed we are. That's how we're going into a scientific dictatorship where they're incrementally putting the shackles on tighter every minute. I was talking to the young pastor who's finishing getting his degree at a major Bible school in East Texas, his theology degree, having to beg him and convince him to come on the show, and I know he's listening right now, along with his friend who called me. And, of course, you know, he is saying, well, we do have these outreach programs to communist China, and so I don't want to hurt the school's name and hurt what we're doing and, you know, hurt the missionary programs. And I said, sir, we're going to be the equivalent of communist China or Nazi Germany if we don't end this now. I mean, that's the point, is this country is so far gone that the best of the best of who we are, because most people don't even have the courage to call me, are afraid to go on air and talk about how Homeland Security comes to them and says, you are not to teach the Bill of Rights to people. That is a terrorist document. Reading the Bill of Rights is incitement to terrorism. That's how bad all of this is. That's how screwed up all of this is. That's how far we've fallen, how far we've gone. Now, I'm going to say it again for everybody out there. I know we've talked about this a lot, but we have video in Road to Tyranny that a Kansas City firefighter shot of FEMA teaching a room of police, deputies, and firemen that the founding fathers are bad terrorists and that the founding fathers were bad. But that isn't even where it begins. This is from Bill Clinton, call a member of the Phoenix FBI Terrorism Task Force, investigator Al Shearer, Maricopa County Attorney's Office, 602-650-3131, Federal Bureau of Investigation, 602-650-3163, analyst Terry Chapman, Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. This is how they analyze this. And it says, if you encounter any of the following, call the Joint Terrorism Task Force, Federal Bureau of Investigation, 201 East Indianola Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. And this is from 1999. And it says, call the FBI if you identify any of these terror groups. Anyone who, quote, says they are defenders of the U.S. Constitution against federal government and, quote, U.N. troops. Groups of individuals engaging in paramilitary training. Common law movement proponents. And it goes on to say, no driver's license. Refuse to identify self. Request authority for stop. See, you talk to the cop, you get tasered. Make numerous references to the U.S. Constitution. Claim driving is a right, not a privilege. Attempt to police the police. Yeah, how dare citizens be involved? It goes on to say, Second Amendment organizations, Second Amendment rights groups, land rights groups. You understand? And there are neocon organizations that will say that this flyer isn't even real when it was in the Washington Times reported on it. The Associated Press reported on it at the time it was out. But I've got FEMA on video saying worse stuff. Do you understand that they have 26,000 preachers and they're doubling their number in 2008 who are giving, and we now see it on national television with the preacher programs on TBN. We see the local preacher shows all over the country. You know, they all, for their egomania, have their local TV show where they sit there and beg for money. And they say, being a slave to government is good. Handing in your guns is good. Do whatever they say. I mean, it is just absolutely sick. They are government stooges, total violation of the First Amendment. So, of course, they teach that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And during the last break, I had to beg the guest to keep his guts together and to come on the show, but I said, we'll leave it up to you whether you're going to say your name and the name of the East Texas school, the name of the college. Now, I have the documents. I have the video. I have the news articles. We have the secret FEMA training for the pastors a year and a half before it happened, and we had pastors on who then had Homeland Security come to their offices and say, how dare you talk about the secret program, and kick them out of it when they recruited them in the first place. Then it came out in the news. Do you read me? This is happening. And in case you don't know history, when you've got secret police liaisoning and co-opting your local police, your local mayors, your local leaders, your local preachers, it doesn't get any worse. And anti-freedom and pro-tyranny than that. I mean, that is the most... They're building camps. Do you understand? They're building FEMA camps. They're building camps. They're massing millions of police and riot police. This is not for Al-Qaeda, even if you believe it exists. The entire system is designed for you, those that have licked their boots, those of you that have toadied them. Do you understand this is a criminal group moving against you, and they use the smokescreen of the terror they stage to do it. The United States is not about a young pastor who's finishing his doctorate at a school, who's an associate pastor, a lower-level pastor at his church. This is not, freedom is not teaching Cub Scouts about the Bill of Rights. See, yesterday when I first heard about this, I thought he was giving them, you know, a truly, you know, super patriotic message. No. It turns out, now learning more details, he just taught them what he learned when he was a Boy Scout about, you know, protect the freedoms, liberties, Bill of Rights, Constitution, what they taught when I was in Cub Scouts. Not anymore, folks, and it was recorded. See, the issue is that there were adults there. There was the scout leader there. There were some parents there, and they had been given the FBI training all over the nation. They send out flyers saying, please come to local community center. We're going to have an anti-terror training seminar. We want community volunteers. And people hear that, and they think it's interesting, and they go to it. And then once they get there, they learn, okay, we're going to fight terror and all crime. Spy on your neighbor. Are they dumping motor oil in their backyard? Do they spank their children? Do you smell marijuana? And by the way, constitutional patriots. They talk about the Bill of Rights. That's terrorist code. That's exactly what happened here. Do you understand? In the United States, talking about the Constitution gets Homeland Security after you. Now, it's all intimidation. The criminals doing this at Homeland Security know that they're terrorists. They know what they're doing. They know they're there to intimidate and shut down freedom and liberty. They know, and they're there to intimidate you, and they count on you being quiet, and they count on you not speaking out. I mean, this is case closed. The government is teaching the police, the preachers, the citizens that the Bill of Rights is illegal. Now, again, I've seen hundreds of cases of this, but I'll use the one that affects, that happened to one of our people. Kelly Rushing, upstanding, no criminal record, Lyon County, Kentucky. Gives a police officer a videotape with Ron Paul video, neocon speech he gave. That's the title of the speech, 47 minutes long, and then Road to Tyranny. And it's so freaked out. He had such a crisis of conscience that the state police officer saw FEMA saying the Constitution's evil, America's bad, the Founding Fathers, George Washington is bad. It's all the videos on there. Abby Newman being arrested in Virginia at a checkpoint for having a pocket constitution. The state troopers saying the Constitution's illegal. All on video. See, we don't just have the training. We have it happening from the squad car video that he had a mental illness flip out. He had to go ahead and say, yes, it is terrorism, and then they arrested him. Instead of saying, my God, I've been wrong, I've been deceived, how could what I swear an oath to be illegal, they went and arrested him. You see, it's the boldness of Homeland Security to say that George Washington is bad. The boldness of saying the Bill of Rights is illegal. The boldness to recruit secretly preachers. The boldness to build FEMA camps for political dissidents. It is so bold that a lot of people just buy it. Well, he's got the courage to come on. He's coming on. Stay with us.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the new world order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Look, this is what it comes down to. I can't believe that I'm a radical. I can't believe that I'm seen as extreme. Because I flipped out when I went to urban warfare drills and videotaped U.S. Marines with foreign troops on video saying they were training to execute American citizens and practicing putting us on our knees and blowing our heads off. Of course I came back and warned everyone. Of course I put the video out. And the mind control public, hundreds of emails and calls, said that I hired a Marine Corps aircraft carrier, the medium-sized ones, the USS Coronado, that I hired hovercraft, that I hired thousands of troops, instead of just going to the Marine Corps website where they have their own photos of it. That's the denial. Because people couldn't believe the Marines are training to put you on your knees and stick a muzzle to the back of your head and blow your brains out in front of your kids, okay? You know, that'll make you lose sleep at night, seeing that 10 years ago and trying to warn people that they've been gearing up all along. And don't give me your crap about, what, are you against our Marines? You bet I am if they're against this country. You bet I am if they want to kill American citizens. I'm not against the individual Marines. I'm against the training they've been given. Just like I'm not against guns. I'm against them being misused. You're so brainwashed. You think you're in Kansas. You think everything's nice. It's okay. It's not. They're dismantling the country right now. They've geared up the police and military so that when you try to stop their total takeover, when you finally figure it out, they're going to gun you down in the streets. They're going to have their ninnying preachers and their snake oil salesmen running around the streets telling you to go along with it. And the local news is going to tell you to go along with it. When I'm dead in some ditch. When these murdering drug dealers have had their way with me because you were weak and stupid, they're going to take everything you've got, you nation of cowards. I'm going to tell you something right now. The fact that, and these guys have more courage than most people. I've begged hundreds of preachers, and I've begged hundreds of people going to colleges to come on and talk about this stuff and give their names, and they'll never do it. The ones that have had Homeland Security come after them. But what is coming after him, coming to him and saying, we're watching you now. You shouldn't have talked. You shouldn't have talked in our country. Shouldn't have talked. Shouldn't have talked about how there's secret police everywhere and how they've recruited everybody and how our country's going down the tubes. We got to stop these people. They can't succeed if we expose them. Meanwhile, our movement does nothing but fight with each other and ninny about who likes who and who covers what group and who covers, you know, this group and who knows all the answers and who's exactly right. Look, all I know is they're carrying eugenics out against us. All these dumb preachers that are going along with us, all these dumb cops, they're shooting you up full of mercury, cancer, viruses, everything else you can imagine. And that's just in the shots, you fools. All I know is they're spraying us. All I know is they're staging wars and devaluing our dollar and gutting us completely. Meanwhile, our own movement, not the good people out there taking action. You're the reason we woke up so many people, but so many of the people that try to actually speak out and become prominent spend half their time attacking other patriots. I don't do that. Other people that got their heads screwed on straight, like Mark Kornke, and others don't do that. You got to get your heads out of your hind ends. Excuse me for talking like that, but this is life and death. This isn't a game or a joke to me. Do you understand when men in black suits and sunglasses come and tell people at major colleges here in the United States that they're not allowed to teach children about the Bill of Rights? We got a problem. The people that teach that are terrorists on the face of it. The people that do that have declared themselves enemies of this country. You can't get a better declaration of their intent and who they are. They might as well run up the Jolly Roger. I mean, that is so piratical. That is so in your face. No, and this isn't a scene from Red Dawn at the re-education camp. Where they're calling your founding fathers are pig scum who were oppressing the lower classes. You ever watch that movie and it's a setting from what they really had in re-education camps in Eastern Europe when they take over Czechoslovakia, Romania, other places? East Germany? That's what they do. They take you to sports stadiums, have you tattle on each other, train you how to be scumbags, break you. They got their movie screens blurping out all their trash. That's exactly what you'd hear out of a Hollywood movie about Soviets taking over the United States would be men in black suits telling young pastors that they can't teach Boy Scouts about the Bill of Rights. Now, we're going to talk to both these guys on the other side, and it'll be up to them if they give their names. It'll be up to them if they talk about where this is happening. And in this country, this is major courage in this climate. I'm not attacking our guest. I'm saluting him. But for me, there's not even a debate about whether I would go public.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 12 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by the scouts, the military, and families around the world. For a limited time, you can receive the entire 24 DVD set, including The Woods Master, Cave Cooking, and The Urban Master DVDs for only $399, an $80 savings, or purchase single DVDs for only $19.95. If you'd like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and go straight to our guests. One is Steve, one is Jeff. It's up to them if they want to, in the course of this interview, give their names. I know Steve does, but if he does, then that'll expose Jeff. This is one of the largest, I'll just say that, Christian universities in Texas. This is a major university. If I said the biggest, it would give it away. And this is what our country has turned into. Now, understand, I have the FBI training manual. And in the fourth hour when we're doing the TV show, where we simulcast the radio as a television transmission for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, I will show you the FBI flyer, FBI training manuals. In my film, Road to Tyranny, we have video of FEMA teaching police in Kansas City and firemen that the Founding Fathers were bad and terrorist. Here it says constitutionalist, people that talk about the Constitution, those that make frequent references to the Constitution. Quote, defenders of the U.S. Constitution are terrorists. Call the terrorism hotline immediately. The police are taught this nationwide. Now, first it was 13,000 preachers in 2006 when it was a secret program. We broke it here with secret, marked secret, not for distribution documents, with the first 13,000 preachers recruited. And we had two different pastors on. Butch Paul actually broke it. We put it out nationwide here. We had the pastors on. One of them got a Homeland Security visit. Now, we put the secret documents up on the site. A year plus later, local news and then even national news reported that, yes, but they said it was good. Preachers are getting their flocks ready for martial law, to have their guns taken and to have their families taken. Now, the preachers told us they were trained to tell people to let the government take your children, to go to camps, to be forcibly inoculated, to go to labor facilities. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that then came out, okay? Now, we're telling you, this is a massive program. 26,000 in InfraGuard, major CEOs, community leaders. They are being paid, in many cases, federal money. The pastors are being paid to be part of this. The colleges are getting billions of dollars every year to be part of this. This is a total violation of the First Amendment. This is the government taking over. This is classical tyranny. And but it's different to have a government training manual or a video of FEMA saying it. It's more powerful to have the state police pull Abby Newman over, no criminal record, naval veteran in Virginia. This is in Road to Tyranny. She has a pocket constitution, one of my videos in the back, and they say, I think this is illegal. Let's arrest her. I don't think she's allowed to have this contraband. And again, they swore an oath to it. We have state police saying a constitution is contraband. Now I know to the average listener, even mainstream people that are somewhat dumbed down, you're like, the Constitution's illegal? This is so crazy. It's the boldness of this. It is so bold. I mean, I've got mainstream law enforcement magazines that say, like Law Enforcement Technology in 2000 put out an issue, and it said, if you see someone with a Get Us Out of the UN sticker, go ahead and arrest them, find reasons to charge them, they're terrorists. And it said, police chiefs, don't punish your officers, just support them for the arrest of the bumper sticker. I mean, and then I have the manual right here where it says it. Go ahead and call Homeland Security, call the FBI, if they've got to get us out of the UN sticker. I mean, folks, it's so far gone. Huge black ops, FEMA camps built. I'm going to shut up now, but I know a lot of people will be tuning into this on YouTube and Google when it gets posted. I wanted them to hear an introduction to this to understand. And what I've given you is a small piece of it. Let's go to Jeff, and we're not going to give Jeff's last name unless he chooses. As calmly as you can, tell us when this happened, what happened. Are you there, Jeff?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay, you've got the floor. Tell us. You're in Texas. We'll leave it, and just tell us a little bit of details. Tell us exactly what happened.
Well, I'm a Bible college student and also an interim pastor at a small church in Mount Vernon, Texas. And at the school I go to, I work in the advising office. It was at the end of September, 1st of October, right before I took this church I'm at, we had a group of Boy Scouts come by, and part of my duties in the advising office is to give tests and PR type things. And so, anyways, they came by, and I was assigned to take them around campus and talk to them about how are we applying Americanism and patriotism and teaching and taking those things kinds of things further in higher education, essentially, is what it boiled down to. And so I was taking them around campus, showing them different things, showing different monuments and statues where, people on campus. And so I was sitting down with them outside at a gazebo, and I sat there and I told them, I said, boys, it's going to be you who is going to take this country and to either make or break it. You need to get back to your Constitution. You need to get to know your Bill of Rights, and you need to stand up for them, because we're fast losing them, and it's going to be your generation, and as well as ours, but yours is really going to get the brunt of it. So we continued our tour. Well, the next day, I got called into...
I want to stop you, because, and again, I appreciate your courage. I've gotten hundreds of documents, scores of videos, but the average pastor or the average... college student or professor is so scared when they get threatened by these men in black, and that's what happened to you, that they won't come on air. Now, let's be specific here about the land of the free, home of the brave, because I want to be specific. All you said was that we're losing our Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's up to you to defend it. Can you be as specific about the thought crime you committed, exactly what you said to them?
Exactly.
I mean, like you're talking to those same, teleport yourself back to that gazebo is you're talking to these 10 and 12 and 13-year-olds about their duty as an American. I mean, it doesn't get any more John Wayne than this. And then just go back to exactly what you said to them.
Well, I told them, I said, boys, I was a Weevil Oak Scout, and I my scoutmaster told me and taught us our Constitution, and if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have memorized a whole lot of it and come to love it and come to see it for the document it is. And I said, boys, it's up to you, because our government is fast taking away our rights. And I said, I encouraged them to, I mentioned the Patriot Act, and I said, you need to read, you need to study. And I said, boys, I said, under that, they're stripping us of what we know to be America. And I told them, listen, what you need to do is you need to reorient yourself to the Constitution, because that is the very founding basis of our government. And it is the supreme law of the land. And without it, we cannot stand or fall. And I said, it's going to be up to you boys as you grow and as you learn and interpret the Constitution. It's going to be you who can either take us down the road to tyranny and to abolish America, or to take us back to where we need to be. And that's basically what I told them that got me in trouble.
Now, how long ago was this?
In the September, 1st of October.
Okay, so it's taken you this long, I guess, to discuss it, you know, pray about it, think about it, to decide to go public. We'll talk about why you're doing that now.
The next day is what scared me, and I'll be honest with everybody who's listening. I was a fence sitter, really, until then. My friend Steve, who's on, he had shown me some movies and some things, and I had my suspicions and my doubts, but the next day when they called me into the office, the fourth floor of the main administrative building, you know, you get called up there, that's where the president and the provost and all that's at, and so it's pretty big business. And I got called up there, and then I thought, well, you know, I'm in trouble, they're going to expel me from the school, or just all those kind of things. And so I get up there, and I go into the president's office, and there's this man, he's wearing a black suit, black tie, white shirt, sunglasses, and there was another man dressed similarly, and he said, sir, did you say such and such? Did you tell this troop about the Boy Scout, about the Constitution yesterday? And I said, well, yeah. And then he threw down a copy, a transcript of everything I was saying. He said, could you fill in the blanks here and fill in the blanks here? We weren't sure exactly what was said here. And that just, it sent me over the edge. And Alex, it scared me. It really did. And,
scared you. I mean, I'm not a tough guy, but I would have had to physically control myself. You were in the room with absolute enemies of the Republic. I mean, you were in the room with
the
cancer.
I asked him, I said, well, sir, who are you from? And he told me, he said, you're committing acts of terror and espionage by telling these students what to do. He said, that's not your place. And I said, this is a college campus. I said, no, sir, you don't. I said, you're out of line, and I don't appreciate you telling me that. But after that, I just kind of shut up and took my beating, if you will.
Okay, let's stop right there. I want everybody listening to understand. I have the video. I have the training manuals. I have the legislation. I all of it. And I've given it all to you before it came out, years before. I'm saying that not to toot my horn. I'm totally freaked out. This is real. They are training to blow your head off, okay, with foreign troops. You can't make this up. It's so horrible. I want you to slowly, as slowly as you can, because you're being debriefed here on international radio, okay, and we need more people to come public, and we can actually stop their whole program if people realize how evil and how bad this is. Describe, you walk in, whose room you're in, what the men say, go back to, and picture exactly what they said and replay that to us right now.
I walked into a conference room with some officials from the university, and there were two men. One was, as I said, he was dressed in all black, and he had on sunglasses. He wouldn't give his name. He didn't have any kind of real identity. In fact, I followed the movie, Men in Black. I thought, well, this is strange. And there was another man. He was dressed similarly. He had on a gray suit with I think it was a blue or red tie. Anyways, they were dressed. And I walked in, and the man in the gray suit put down on the table, he put down a transcript of everything that I had said and that was said in that gazebo, in that scenario with those students, with those scouts. And it, for those of you listening, it's real. I'm not anybody who's got anything interested or vested or anything like that. I'm just a college student and a young man in the ministry, and here they are. And I saw the transcript of every word I'd said and every word that those boys had said and the things that I dialed. And
now, how did they get it? Did one of the Boy Scouts, was there anybody with them? Did they get it from a security camera, which they use to spy on the citizens in the gazebo? Did you find out where they got that transcript?
No, I didn't. And to be quite honest, I'm scared to even start to look because my thinking is if they got that much power, then where will it stop? If I start to pry, what will happen?
Well, it's going to stop with you dying of cancer, sir. They've implanted you and every one of us that's taken the inoculations. These are eugenicists, and we're in a crisis people can't even imagine. It's so bad and so serious. By the way, I have all the documents on that for new listeners, and I've done shows, and we'll do more shows on it. If you didn't know about that, you need to find out. For cops listening right now, when your mama, when your kids, when your wife, when your husband's dying, you know, when one in two of us has got it, it's one in three now, maybe then you'll listen. But let me just go back here to everybody. Now, you said there.
Jones,
you,
Mr. Jones, there was a scoutmaster that was with him, and he looked. He had a military crew cut. He looked like a Marine. He really did. I don't know if that or the camera. The cameras could have picked up something. It was in a pretty populated area. You can hear a lot that goes on at that spot.
Well, a lot of cell phones now have video and audio, and I would imagine it's him. They started the scouts for military training, and they've glommed on now to get the kids inducted directly into the New World Order meat grinders. It was probably him, or it was surveillance cameras. But let's go back. You said you then sat there and took your beating. What else? It's very important. What else? Who did the talking? The guy in black, or did the guy in gray do any talking?
Well, the guy in black, he acted like he was pretty much in charge. The guy in gray was kind of his mouthpiece, but every now and then he'd speak up, and when he spoke, it was like, I don't mean to be sacrilegious, but it was like God speaking. But what they basically told me was this. They said, listen, if you say anything, do anything, continue to do these kinds of things, we can have your head on the silver platter and the university's head on the silver platter and all the programs and things that they've got going on. And I believe them.
Oh, don't worry. They're not going to let go of that college with all those millions of minds they're going to get to put in black uniforms and think they're, quote, defending Jesus, putting people in FEMA camps, you know, because we're of the devil and secretly working with Al-Qaeda, fighting the precious, you know, Israelis. And I mean, that's basically the brainwashing mode that's going on. They have different nodules, different modes. Packages for different colleges, different mindsets. Every major college is now a factory of evil. Expanding on this, I had been talking to Steve, who we're about to bring up. He said that you said, but I want to get it directly from you, that the high-level college official, we'll just say that, was, quote, shaking.
He was. I never seen him that nervous. And he's a pretty steady man. He's an ex-Marine, ex-Navy. You know, he's a military veteran, served in Vietnam, and I never seen him to be like he was, and I knew he appeared very much agitated.
Well, that's because our colleges are already under infrastructure, quote, protection, which means they're already locked down prisons, and I guarantee you he knew he was seeing the end of the country, and that's why he was agitated. I don't think fear. I think he realizes. Go ahead.
Our university is also where we just are completing the finalization process for our reaccreditation. And, you know, I'm sure they can mess with that, too, you know, if you know, whatever. It's scary. It's scary, Mr. Jones.
Well, that's like Head Start. Bush is federalizing all the local schools now. This is all excuses to take control And, I mean, how long did this go on as they told you we could, quote, have your head on a silver platter?
It lasted about 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes.
All right. This is absolutely key. You've got to go buy one of those little cheap, you know, 20, 30 bucks at Best Buy audio recorders. Get good with it so you don't fumble. And then next time they walk up on you or next time, you know, they're criminals, so they like to sneak up. You just have it in your pocket and just hit record so you can get the enemy's operation on tape. And we're going to get it. We're going to get you. We're going to win. You may be able to get me, you bastards, but you're not going to get the country. You're going down. I want them to know that. I mean, what was this? You know, your friend Steve's been telling you about this, and I'm sorry I'm so angry, Jeff. It just, they've ruined my life. They've ruined my country. I'm sorry, go ahead. I mean, what was it like for you when you realized it was all true?
Mr. Jones, for all those who are sitting on the sound of this voice, it brought home a lot of things that I had suspected. And I went to my room, and I broke down in tears because that's it. Our country's gone. And
Stay there, sir. We'll be right back. We'll also talk to Steve.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from anotheruntoldstory.com.
There is much untold story of the true story of America, such as the fact that Columbus did not discover America, such as Viking Leif Erikson was here long before Columbus, such as there were actually Christians living here 1,000 years before Columbus, according to the archaeological record revealed in the book, Christians Before Columbus, such as the name America, what the word America itself means. Amir or Amil means heaven, and Rica or Reich means kingdom or dominion. Thus, America means heavenly kingdom. Of the 31,173 verses in the Bible, there was one verse used as a launching verse by those white Christian Europeans called pilgrims before they came to America in the 1600s. Do you know what that verse was and why it, of all the 31,173 verses, was used and the significance of its use concerning the beginning of what we now call the nation of America? It's an untold story told at anotheruntoldstory.com. It's quite a story told nowhere else. Go there because it's only posted there for a short period of time.
For another untold story, go to anotheruntoldstory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Bondage was hard fought. You know why they called it Old Glory? Because fighting 5-1 on average for 8 years, we kicked the greatest military in the world's butt that had never been beaten. They were called the Invincibles. We beat them again in 1812. With Old Hickory. Beat the Germans, the Japanese, everybody. And we did have liberty and freedom to some extent. And a man held his head high. You had free speech in this country. And now, look at us, secret police everywhere. FEMA camps built, they're poisoning the water, spraying you overhead. They're very, very serious. You understand, there's secret police everywhere. Now, if you give in to them, they win. You see, that's how this works. They've got to quietly take over all the infrastructure and then get everybody ready for the next phase. And that's taking your bank accounts, everything. Then the yuppies are going to scream bloody murder and say, we'll do whatever you say as long as you give us milk and honey back, as long as you give us bread and circus. And then they're going to say, okay, you do this. Now, it's in law now. It's totally unconstitutional and a fraud. Bush can't declare himself emperor. Hillary can't. Neither can Obama or McCain. That he is dictator. Congress can't even see the continuity of government plans. But the cover letter says he's a dictator, and they said you can't see anymore. Now, going back to Jeff, who's at one of the biggest Bible colleges in the country, one of the biggest in Texas, and I want to bring Steve up, your friend, but who got you to come on air. I will tell you this, you were a little timid coming on. You said, well, I don't want to, and I believe you did it for the reasons you said, you don't want to, quote, hurt the outreach and, quote, the good work, you said, like how you guys do outreach overseas and in communist China and places. The point is, if we're communist China or Nazi America, it won't matter. Does this fit in now with the pieces of the puzzle of how the preachers have been covertly hired by the government and the rest of it, Jeff?
Yes, it does, and I've heard reports, and I know of pastors within my association, the Rehoboth Association, that have been approached by and have been given documents like you talk about. It's real, and it scares me, Mr. Jones, and to all those who are listening. I'll just be honest with you. You may not believe it, and you may want to cry, and you may want to do whatever you want to do, but it's real. I mean, they don't care who they go after anymore, as long as they get their power and have complete control, like it is in communist China.
Well, that's the other issue. Everywhere you've got these nobodies in black uniforms and black ties wearing black sunglasses getting to boss better men around, getting to say, you don't have freedom, I'll cut your head off, boy, I run things, and then bossing a school head around. You know, I mean, that's what we fought for. That's land of the free, home of the brave. So, you know, so you can't tell Boy Scouts to defend and protect the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Now, I mean, how do police get trained that the Bill of Rights is bad now when they swear an oath to it?
It's an irony. But, you know, Mr. Jones, and I'll let Brother Barber speak, but I just would like to say this. There's a lot of good people, innocent people getting hurt by it, and we as patriots, there's going to be some of us who are going to stand up and fight, but there's going to be others of us who are going to be out there on the battlefield afterwards, dressing the wounds and healing the families. And that's my concern, Mr. Jones, especially after seeing that. And that's one reason for my timidity in quote-unquote going public or coming on this and talking to you about it. Because I do want to see those, and I want to help them. I want to heal them because it's a nasty machine, and it's eating up a lot of people.
Now, did these secret police ever say who they were?
No, they didn't. Well, they did mention DHS, and one of the officials had mentioned to me afterwards that FBI was involved somehow. There was a state trooper that was on the door, watching the door, making sure nobody got out. But,
yeah, well, it's, remember, don't use their words. It's a federal trooper chartered in 1936 in the U.S. It's all federal. We'll be right back. Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open.
you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You gotta love it, men in black suits swaggering around in black sunglasses with the state police backing them up. I don't tell you who I am, boy. I tell you what to do. You don't talk about that Bill of Rights and Constitution ever again. Or we'll shut down this school so fast it'll make your head spin. How's that sound like land of the free, home of the brave? You like that? We're fighting for freedom. Fighting to have amnesty and open borders, and fighting to give the illegal aliens federal tuition, and fighting to make you a slave, boy. Jeff, I want to stay in contact with you. And I told you this beforehand. There's a good chance, and I told Steve this, Steve Barber, and it's pretty obvious where the school is, and you know, you said it. I said go as far as you want, and let me just tell you, you'll probably now get a visit from them of more threats and more intimidation. I said go as far as you wanted, but you listed the town where it's at. They did go to adult pastors of major churches and tell them to shut up and how dare you release those documents, but then nothing happened. I mean, do you want to go all the way? Or because I mean, let me just tell you, you did go all the way.
Well, no, sir. That's as far as I'm comfortable. And Alex, I know I'm a little timid on this, but it's a great struggle. It's a great struggle personally. You just don't know how much.
No, I know. You've been going to school. You're already a pastor. You want to help people, and you just, why should you have to have men in black telling you don't talk about the Constitution? It's insane.
I know, and it's unreal.
So you were just so flabbergasted. You never said, why are you doing this? Why are, you know, this is crazy. I have a right. You just were just, they were just there.
I did say when they approached me with it and they asked me to fill in the blanks, I said, that was yesterday. I can't remember. And I said, plus it's none of your business. I'm not speaking anything that's unrealistic. And then that's when they threatened the university and threatened everything else. That was it. That was the end of that. And that's when I shut up and said, well, okay, you've got the power. I'm just going to stand here because I was in a no-win situation now. I mean, if I kept my mouth open or kept it closed, I was just in a no-win situation.
No, you have incredible courage, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate what you've done. I want to bring your friend up. I know you've got your pastor in the church today. You've got to get in there and take care of things. You've got to get out of the office and take care of that with your other duties and not just going to school, but you're filling in for the pastor today at your local church. I want to bring Steve up. Steve Barber, what was it like when you'd been telling your friend this for years, and then suddenly it happened in your town?
Well, you know, Alex, it didn't surprise me one bit. You know, back on September 11, 2001, I've been educating myself for years about this stuff through the John Birch Society, through Tex Mars, and through others, and then, of course, through you. And I really appreciate y'all's efforts and how you are trying to make people aware of what's going on. But on September 11, 2001, when I saw what happened, instinctively, immediately, what came to my mind was, so this is how they're going to bring out about martial law in this country. And I remember calling a radio show here in my local area, talking to this guy, John Matthews, who's no longer on the air, and telling him about what's going on in the aftermath of 9/11, and saying, this is going to lead to martial law. And he said, no, our Constitution protects us. And I said, you don't understand how much of that's already gone. He said, Steve, go in the backyard and watch for black helicopters. And he hung up on me. However, a year later, he was on the same show talking to a guy that was an expert in dealings with the government, talking about the Patriot Act. And he said, have you read this? This scares me to death. How they're going to take away our liberties. And I said, Now you're seeing what I was trying to tell you. And see, that's
stay there. Stay there. I'm going to do two more minutes because he's got to go in and pastor with Jeff. Jeff, a quick break. Come back 2 minutes. Say bye to you. And I'm going to continue with Steve Barber, your friend, who spurred you to go public. One of the largest Bible schools in Texas, ladies and gentlemen. And guys in black from Homeland Security show up, the state police, FBI. And then they say, boy, you don't talk about that terrorist document. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our military, under the control of private intelligence agencies, has overthrown more than 100 countries. They've just done it here. You see, I knew in the late 90s when I interviewed the police chief of San Antonio, they tried to bribe and pay off for covert ops in preparation for martial law. I knew when I interviewed Thomas Sanchez, Vietnam veteran, who was in intelligence, he was approached by the Army to prepare the public for martial law. We didn't know if martial law was coming, when it was coming. We just knew, man, there's this huge program in every county and every city to do this, and now it's just massive. And we said from government documents we got that they would use staged terror as the pretext to really build it up and then use it on us. And they're doing it. And it's, again, it's about bankrupting the economy. It's about taking your private property rights. It's about taking your farms and ranches. They can do that under tyranny. So many of you think you're part of the system. Going back to Jeff, you're there at a major Bible college in East Texas, there in Mount Vernon. You've given out a lot of the info. We commend your courage. I want you to know, and I want them to know when they listen to this interview, that, you know, you're good at picking on young men who are the salt of the earth. You're good at shoving around directors of colleges. I don't sit here. I know you're killers. I know you're mad dog drug dealers. I know you're mad dog killers. I know you're a criminal enterprise, and this is your time to take over, and you're going to get yours. But I want you to know that in the end, you're going to be brought to justice. And I want you to know that I'm not afraid of you. And I do believe in God. You may be a bunch of atheists that don't believe in God, and you think, you know, this is your one life, and you're going to screw everybody and get whatever you can. But you're going to fail in the end, and you're going to be the bad guys. And there's going to be Nuremberg trials, and it's not going to be thousands. It's going to be tens of thousands of you that are going to get due process and going to get jury trials. And then for the type of terrorism, and that's terrorism to call a young man in and threaten to, quote, cut his head off and ruin his life if he doesn't shut up and not have a First Amendment. So I want you to know, Jeff, that we're here to back you up, and I need to give you my cell phone number, my home number. I forgot to do that. I'm going to keep Steve on with us. I'll give all that to him. Call me, call the network, call Genesis. If anything happens to you, the next 48 hours will be the key time. And if I was you, I'd get a video camera now or some type of recording device before these arrogant bastards come to you and try to tell you to shut up so you can covertly record them. Anything else you want to add? I know you've got to go in and pastor.
Well, you know, Alex, I love this country. And for all those who are listening, it's going to take us. And there's going to be a lot of people that's going to get hurt. And we just got to remember to stand firm, like you've talked about, and it takes a lot, and when it happens to you, if it does happen to you, it will. I'll tell you from my own personal experience, it's going to be a great struggle for you to do what's right. But it's been very liberating talking with you, Mr. Jones.
It is. Let me tell you, you've now committed. You've now done one of the most important things in your life. You stood up to them then. You know, you told those young men the truth. And our young men wouldn't be drug addicts. They wouldn't be lazy. If the fathers and the male mentors were like the people that built this country, you've got to give young men a mission. You've got to explain to them that they're part of a great cause, a cause of liberty, and then they'll grow up straight and strong. But see, they've taken that away from our young men. You were trying to give that back to them, and that scared the enemy. They're scared of you, and they're scared of the Spirit of the Lord that lives in your heart. Anything else?
I appreciate you, Alex, and it's going to take every one of us to do our individual part. To bring this country back to where it needs to be.
Let me tell you, you've crossed a Rubicon, and you're now in a bigger world, and you've now committed, but you said it was liberating. Do you feel the freedom now? I mean, do you feel like things just got bigger? You didn't get bigger, but like you're more in touch with the world. I mean, did you just feel that expansion when you stepped up to the plate against evil? I mean, real evil?
I do, and I feel like I'm ready to preach, and I feel like my preaching is going to be more powerful than what it has been.
Yes, yes. God bless you. We appreciate you, Jeff. You bring tears. Yeah. Take care. God bless you. We're there with you, my friend. Everybody should pray for Jeff. Steve, you're on with us now. You've got the floor. Anything you want to say about this case, what it was like when your friend first told you this had happened?
Yeah, well, like I said, I wasn't a bit surprised, and right now I'm a mixed bag of emotions. I mean, my heart feels like it's going to bust out of my chest. You know, people are always telling me, you need to calm down. You know, you shouldn't be so driven by this. But I'm like you, Alex. I see what's going on. And when Jeff shared this with me, the first thing I thought of was, man, you need to get on Alex's show because I know he'll jump all over this. Because here's the thing. I've talked to guys in my church, older men that actually went to this same college years ago, and they said, man, back then that kind of thing would have never happened, but I was kind of bothered by the response because they kind of chuckled a little bit about the whole thing, and I think that's kind of the conditioned knee-jerk response.
Well, it's a built-in cowardice. They decide to make a joke out of it because they're upset deep down instead of being a man and letting the anger flow.
Yeah, and also because this is the main thing that we're encountering, and you know this. People are not living in reality. People are being pleasantly distracted by all this junk like Anna Nicole Smith and O.J. Simpson and all this other junk. And what I'm trying to get across to people, look at folks, this didn't happen up in New York City, where we've been hearing about these police brutalities, or over in Nazi Germany, or Stalinist Russia, or Mao's China. This is in East Texas, good old boy, Bible Baptist, Bible Belt, Texas, folks. This is close to home in our backyard. And Alex, listen, I've got a tract that I got years ago. It was a pro-life tract. And I just want to, real briefly, I want to read one part of this that was written talking to Christians about taking action against this hideous atrocity called abortion. But, of course, see, this is just one piece of the puzzle. This guy says, I lived in Germany during the Nazi Holocaust. I considered myself a Christian. I attended church since I was a small boy. We had heard the stories of what was happening to the Jews, but the most, like most people in this country, we, which is the United States, he's saying, we tried to distance ourselves from the reality of what was really taking place. What could anyone do to stop it? And he mentioned in their church what they would do, the song director, when the cars, the cattle cars and the trains were going by with all these people, and they heard them screaming for help. They told them, sing louder. And see, this is the thing, Alex. I talked to my mother just a couple days ago. I was trying to tell her about this stuff. Oh, I don't believe that. George Bush is a Christian. And then she started going into her mode of singing praises to the Lord, and I'm all for that. But listen, our founding fathers, I've told people this, like Nehemiah of old, who had a trough in one hand and a sword in the other. Our founding fathers, when Paul Revere went riding through the night like he did, shouting, to arms, the British are coming. Yes, they prayed and they trusted God as they were taking up their muskets. And they were able to turn back the enemy and do what we now know as the revolution, because they were united, because they were aware of what's going on. And I am so sick and tired of Christians here in America who think that somehow, well, you know, we're just going to trust the Lord and he's going to protect us, but we do nothing other than saying that we believe, when the fact is that God expects something to be done on our part. Because I had a brother in the Lord, a well-meaning brother, told me this, Alex. He said, I believe that the biggest idol here in America today is liberty. I disagree. I believe liberty is a precious God-given commodity that we have a responsibility to guard.
Well, let me stop you. We've got hundreds of millions of people being brainwashed by their churches, telling them to lay down to evil, go along with this, and render unto Caesar and submit, and being a slave is good, on and on and on. They know what they're doing. They understand what they're doing. And for those that just tuned in, secret police everywhere going in and threatening the one of the student administrators who's about to graduate college, that you better not teach people about the Bill of Rights and Constitution. That's terrorism. You could be arrested for terrorism for your speech. I mean, this isn't our country. This is the opposite of that. And it shows you, these are the bad guys. These are the bad men. These are the people who are bad. I mean, this was going on before 9/11. They were teaching the local police and others that, oh, if somebody's got a pocket constitution, arrest them. I mean, how brainwashed are these cops that they think the Constitution's bad? Folks, I mean, do you have any idea how deep this has gotten? What was it like for your friend who you said had seen my films but didn't totally buy it? I mean, what did he say when Jeff called you, Steve? What did he say? I mean, did he call you that first day and say, oh, my gosh, Homeland Security just came in and threatened me?
Well, I had actually was the one that called him just to say hi, and then, you know, I was talking to him about some of the things I've been hearing on your show recently, and I try to listen on a daily basis, and he was saying, you know, as a matter of fact, and then he shared with me what happened last September, and, you know, and the thing is, it wasn't that he wasn't a believer before, because when I showed him Terror Storm, his mouth was on the ground. He knew that this was real, but it's just that he needed to have something to spur him into finally putting feet to his faith and doing something. And so, you know, I like I said, I thought, man, Alex needs to know about this. I know he'll jump all over this because this hits real close to home. This is in the heart of America, and that's what they want to strike at. And, Alex, I believe, I told Jeff this, I believe the reason that they want America as the prize is because this is the base of world missions. If they shut America down, we're going to shut down the propagation of the gospel all over the world. And that's the thing that I believe is the most important.
And where there is the gospel, where there is gospel, there is liberty. But see, now they've already taken over the gospel. They have the preachers, the major denominations, working for them, just churning out evil. Folks, you know, if your pastor is telling you, do what the government says, submit, they've been bought and paid for. You understand that's the opposite of what the Bible actually teaches. And I know we have a lot of people that aren't Christian, aren't religious. It doesn't matter. The enemy is taking over through the churches. This is the main battleground. You better be aware of this. Well, I tell you, Steve, during the break, I'm going to give you my cell phone, my home number. Be sure you give that to Jeff. This is very, very serious. We'll be right back, and I'm going to get into a bunch of other issues. They want to make the public school children wear anklet bracelets. That's right. The schools are nothing but preparation centers for prison.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients.
most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Going back to Steve Barber in Mount Vernon, Texas.
Strange days have found
the big East Texas Bible School, ladies and gentlemen. Say a big Bible school in Mount Vernon, it's already out, so we're not. The feds already know what they've done. They already monitor everything on the show. They're already fully aware of their operations. And this is going on everywhere. I mean, there's local preachers on TV in Austin saying, do what the government says when the time of tribulation cometh. Go to the camps. Oh, the Lord, it's of good to be a slave. We've played audio of this. It's insane. It got even worse. I was saying to Steve during the break, I said, is there anything else you want to add? And he said, well, Philip Bobbitt came to town. Now remember, on the cover of the Statesman a month ago, I made a big deal about it on air because it is a big deal. They showed a picture of the Constitution being burned. And then it said fighting terrorism under it. And then it went on for two pages to say getting rid of the Constitution, Bill of Rights and Freedom is what we need and get rid of America. It said it. And that's who they have. The nephew of LBJ, top global strategist, Philip Bobbitt, runs the whole UT CIA recruiting program. Let's go ahead and go back to Steve. So Mr. Bobbitt fluttered into town. Maybe did he burn copies of the Constitution while he was there? I mean, did the police worship this? I mean, what was happening?
See, this is the thing, Alex. The reason I wanted Jeff to get in touch with it, he has experienced, just him himself, one person, a plethora of the issues you discuss on your show. He shared one, but he also shared with me about Bobbitt being invited to his college there by a professor of history, I believe it was, to speak because he wanted to get an opposing view of what true Americanism was. And so anyway, when Bobbitt started exposing all his wacko views that are so counterproductive to what we know is right, he said that the professor basically interrupted him and told him that he was guilty of treason and he was a traitor and he should be tried as such. And my understanding was I think they kicked him out and he's not, of course, invited back there again. But he was calling for dismantling the Constitution and that national sovereignty is bad. All the things you had already covered that I heard you in commenting on this article.
But then I bet Homeland Security, oh, I bet they've already been out there for the other guy. I bet if you go ask the professor, I bet he's been threatened and I bet they're fluttering around there.
Yeah, I would imagine that, too.
Guaranteed. Go check it. You'll find out that's the case. And these guys also are so predictable. It's unbelievable.
You know, also, Alex, Jeff has shared with me that they checked the water to the college there, and it had very high concentrations of fluoride and other chemicals. He said they put a filtration system on the college water system, and since then, the students' health has improved dramatically.
Amazing. Let me just add this. I have family in a little town in East Texas, and he is the head guy at the water treatment, and it comes out of the ground out of an aquifer, totally clean. They had a big fight 6 years ago about it, totally clean, and the feds came in and threatened them, and then with the state, made them add fluoride and chlorine to the aquifer, pure spring water.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unbelievable. And by the way, it's the same level that's in a swimming pool that kills fish, but we drink it. Guaranteed to cause liver cancer, bladder cancer, kidney cancer, just the chlorine alone. Again, your loving government. I mean, and again, that's just another example I was hearing about this weekend from family about how they were going, but why? The water's perfect. It's totally clean. They said, you will add this. You understand?
Yeah, Alex, Jeff also shared with me, he has a personal friend that's with the police force, I think the sheriff's there in that area, and he quit the force, or he is quitting, because he said now they're issuing them tasers.
And the second you argue or ask a question, they now taser you. And then when you die, the judges order the coroner not to say that tasers kill you.
Hey, Alex, if I have time, I'd just like to real briefly share a personal experience I had with CPS.
Oh, it just goes on and on, sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm Mark. I know this. So I'm not, you know, me going on, giving my name, Steve Barber, okay, so what? You guys already know who I am, but I'm going to stand up for what I know is right because I'd rather burn than bow. Back when my oldest son was 7 years old, this is about like 96, 97, we had an incident happen. He woke up in the middle of the night and was having apparently what was a nightmare, and I tried to wake him up by gently smacking him on both sides of his face. I left a bruise, and so I called a friend of mine who's a pastor. He took me to a local hospital, and in my heart I was just having this impression, don't do this, there's going to be trouble. Well, we went anyway. I explained to the intake person what happened. Then the doctors there talked to me about it. Then they took my son back to be x-rayed, and the guy doing the x-rays told me, you can't go back there with him. I've since found out that was a violation of my rights. They didn't even read me the hospital's policy about this, which I later found out. But then the police came and interrogated me about
this. By the way, a lot of people, your son was sleepwalking. You get in a spot between waking and sleeping, and you might have tried cold water, but I understand you're now with Al-Qaeda. By the way, it's 50 times worse now. They just hire more and more. Wait till we get to all the police state news today.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
For centuries, Celt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best Celt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of Celt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil simple natural cleaning products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Yeah, I've been spending an hour and a half today talking about how they've secretly recruited tens of thousands of pastors, 500,000 truck drivers, school teachers, everybody. And they've got them all looking for terrorists, and they're going to find them. And terrorism is talking about freedom and liberty, owning private property, Second Amendment rallies, property rights rallies. I have their training manuals. And, of course, they are the terrorists. They are the ones destroying our liberty. We're the boss. You're not authorities or officials. You're servants, you crooks. But you work for big foreign banks that are subdividing and strip mining the country now. We're going into criminal receivership. Now, I got a bunch of news I'm going to cover in a moment. Then we got We Are Change Ohio popping in, who confronted Al Gore about his new false threat of carbon. Now I hear local ads all over Austin about reduce your carbon footprint. Anti-human. Prince Philip's come out again calling for one-child policies in the U.S. It's all happening, boys and girls. It's all happening. And so we're going to go over all that. Then we got G. Edward Griffin for the last hour and a half of the show via telephone. I enjoyed him in studio so much. I'm going to do a part two and open the phones up for you to have a chance to call in and talk to him. Right now, moving quick, going back to Steve Barber out in East Texas at East Texas Bible School. He lives there in the area. His friend goes there and was told, you don't teach kids about the Constitution. That's terrorism. You'll be arrested. And that's a quote, ladies and gentlemen. You're not allowed to do that now. That's freedom. I got to defend the Constitution by not allowing you to teach it. And it's all about creeping and color of law and intimidating people. These people are, because they're crooks. People running the system. They know we're coming for them. So this is their rear guard action. They need to take over, or they know we're going to bring them to justice. What ended up happening with child kidnapping, child pedophile services?
I've actually had two incidents with them. The first one I was talking about, they actually sent a young woman out to our door, and so she basically interrogated all of our kids.
Yeah, but go back to the part about the police showing up because your son had been in a sleepwalking incident.
Yeah, they came. The hospital officials called the police, unbeknownst to me. They came out, asked me what happened. I told them the same exact thing I told the hospital officials. So they wrote down a bunch of notes. And this is while my son was back being x-rayed, and they wouldn't let me go back there with him.
Yeah, that was while he was being interrogated.
Right. Well, my son told me, they were asking him, does your parents spank you? Do you go to church? You know, they're asking him these kind of questions.
Do they smoke marijuana?
Right.
And have you seen your daddy's, and they pull out a doll that has genitalia? And, you know, what kid hadn't walked in while you're in the shower? It's over. Kids are gone. Flown to Saudi Arabia. Go ahead.
But here's the thing, Alex. The next day, the CPS worker showed up, and so she talked to all our kids individually. I got a friend named
Heather. No warrant, though, right? The pedophile worker showed up without a warrant.
Right.
Okay.
And I got a friend named Albert James Dagger. I've actually just told him he's getting your Endgame documentary because he's been warning people about the eugenics program since the 60s. But he wrote a pamphlet called What to Do When They Come for Your Children, and I had just read this that week. So anyway, I knew how to conduct myself with these people. But here's the thing. The conclusion of this woman's so-called interviews, she said to me, well, I just need to look around in your apartment, and this is a quote, Al, and see if you have any torture weapons. Now, this is what she said to me, and when I called my lawyer who got her to back off because he said, yeah, this is the kind of tactics they use, eventually we were cleared of any so-called wrongdoing.
And then they call a steak knife in the drawer a torture weapon, yeah.
Right.
Steak knives get your kids flown to Saudi, yeah.
But in 2003, our youngest child died from a disease called diabetic ketoacidosis at Texas Children's. We had CPS show up the next day, and they were actually trying to accuse us of child abuse and medical neglect, something that was not in their control whatsoever.
Sorry to hear about your child. Well, listen, I appreciate you, and I appreciate the time.
Yes, sir.
We'll stay in contact. Oh, God, help me. Oh, I can't handle it. Oh, I can't handle these ravenous packs of wolves running around. By the way, I wasn't even looking for it. And I saw five articles this morning about CPS workers and CPS chiefs being child rapers. I mean, every day there is a pack of child raping demons. No judge, no jury, no due process. They just rule. And every year they have to seize more children than the last to get their federal funds. And the federal documents, textbooks, they say the family's the enemy. It's all about breaking up the family. to reduce population numbers under the eugenics protocol implemented in 1906 into federal register. It's just all over. Oh, God, these people are just everywhere. Scum, trash, filth, all of them. Oh, man. And I'm not kidding. Tens of thousands of American children flown out to Israel and Saudi Arabia. Those are the two main ones where they're openly snuff filmed, murdered, tortured. So, I mean, just when they get where they're not sexually desirable to the pedophiles anymore, they fly them out to these different island chains where it's not just a sweatshop. They actually chain them to the sewing machines. It's just unbelievable. Your government's total filth. I remember back in 2002, it was already over 3,500 kids missing in Florida. They found some of them buried in shallow graves all over the U.S., heads chopped off, ritually murdered. You can't even make this stuff so insane. I'm saying all this, and it's like, it sounds made up. It's so nuts that I have an FBI training manual right here for the police that says, if you encounter any of the following, call the Joint Terrorism Task Force, Federal Bureau of Investigation, 201 East Indianola Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. Investigator Al Shearer, and it says, those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution, those that say they are, quote, defenders of the U.S. Constitution, those that claim that driving is a right, not a privilege, it says Christian identity, it says animal rights, anti-abortion, lone individuals, and then I got worse manuals where they say wearing blue jeans and having a cell phone, having a driving almanac in your car. Go ahead and bring them in for questioning. I mean, you try to go to the Texas coast, you try to go down to Bolivar by Galveston, you pull up, and they'll have these ne'er-do-wells in little commando outfits that weigh about 500 pounds, and they pull over the little families and search your car and search you. And I mean, it's just all, it's all training you how to be a slave. You got to have some slob search you. It's training you how to be a slave. And this filthy government, this filthy scumbag, I can't even talk anymore. We are just scum. Oh, I'm really having a moment of anger right now. I can't get mad anymore. I just, can you imagine in this country that you teach a group of Boy Scouts that come to visit your college and you work for the administration that you got to defend the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and that's your job as a Cub Scout, as a Boy Scout, which is what they taught when I was in there, which is what he was taught, just a standard speech. And Homeland Security shows up and says you'll be arrested or worse if you ever talk like this again. You're not allowed to talk like this. In America, boy, you're not allowed. I mean, it'd be one thing if they said you're not allowed to talk about communism. You know, I'd say, well, I don't agree with communism, and it's not his place to really be teaching kids that, but, you know, that's your First Amendment right. No, it wasn't that. It was don't talk about freedom. You can't make this type of stuff up. Okay, I got a bunch of news here. Doctors condemn threatening taser court ruling. I wanted to get into that because that dovetails with, in New York, they're saying that you're not allowed to ever bring up the Second Amendment in a court case. They say that that is, quote, banned. And, of course, we have feds and all these other hundreds of cases, a famous one in Denver, saying that the Constitution is not admissible in federal court. just like you can't talk about it. To the Boy Scouts. But I thought I would get to this for you first. Keeping kids in the classroom, area school system tackling the issue with a focus on prevention and stronger enforcement. Now, remember, these are government training camps designed and chartered to dumb people down and teach them how to not read. Publicly, we've had 30-plus guests on, read the documents, posted them, sell books that are the size of phone books, just full of government documents, where it says their job, they test to make sure they've dumbed you down. That's public. But look at this. Keeping kids in the classroom, area school system, tackling the issue with a focus on prevention and stronger enforcement. Oh, the problem of truancy has drawn widespread attention this year, prompting some area lawmakers to call for tough measures to keep track of most habitual offenders and leading school officials, not servants, to crack down on those who constantly skip class. It is recently a concluded session. The Maryland General Assembly passed a measure that would make it possible to deny driver's license to students who have too many unexcused absences. You'll pay a fine even if you drop out of school. It's all about controlling you. Governor Martin O'Malley is expected to sign. They're like, aren't you for being educated? Going to school where you learn how to take Ritalin and Prozac and where you learn how to buy cocaine and where you learn how to be frisked by the cops? Don't you want to go to the filth pit? So you can then go on to a college where they, where the college is, again, a very small percentage, less than 10% of it, is a school and the football team. That's a facade for all the money laundering and drug dealing and bank owning and sports team owning and radio network owning. And that's who these people are. UT. It's not even real. Do you understand? It's a facade. And they're getting ready to make their full move. So they got Homeland Security out saying, you don't teach Boy Scouts about freedom. That's terrorism. Because the terrorists attacked us because they hate our freedom. And who hates our freedom? The terrorists. It's very simple. They have little lawyer jokes to your face. The terrorists did this because they want your freedom. And that's exactly why the terrorists did it. It's just the terrorists are them. In its recently concluded session, the Maryland General Assembly passed a measure that would make it possible to deny driver's license to students who have too many unexcused absences. During the same session, lawmakers in Prince George proposed strapping ankle bracelets on students to electronically monitor the whereabouts of those who constantly skip school. That bill did not advance, but the county's police announced April 11th that they had caught 425 truants in a crackdown that began in February. We had the state prosecutor on from Maryland, who's over Prince George County, 1,500 students. We posted the CNN newscast lined up at the courthouse with dogs and police in black riot gear barking, with the parents saying, yes, it's the law. We've got to vaccinate them. We're sorry. Some parents saying, we don't like it, but it's the law. We're here to do it. No judge, no jury, no summons, no arrest. Just lying, color of law, fraudulent criminal announcements that it's the law that you have to take vaccines, lined up being injected. Then I had the attorney on, state attorney, and I said, there's no law you have to take this. He goes, you're right, there's no law, and my kids don't vaccinate. And I said, oh, but you said it was the law there. And he hemmed and hawed and sidestepped it. You understand? They had police dogs there. It's all criminal. It's all about conning you. It's all about manipulating you. Those cops are under their own system of tyranny with their commanders over them. They roll their sleeves up and they take their shot, too. So they can lie in that hospital bed with tumors all over their body, their brain, their lungs, their liver, so they can die. And so all their savings can be sucked up by the Rockefellers. And so when you're dying, just love your God. Just sit there and shoot those kids up and have those dogs there growling. And come up to reporters we had on the show and tell them they're not allowed to be there. Tell them they're not allowed to be there while your dog. Imagine cops in black walk over to reporters and say, an activist, you're not allowed to be here talking to the line of people. Get out of here. This isn't a free speech zone. But we're just here handing out literature saying it's not the law. Get out of here. You see how it's already a drill for forced inoculations. The preachers, the police, everywhere brainwashed, everywhere ready. More and more bureaucracies, enviro cops, family services, elderly services, scanners using the NSA satellites now to look at your houses, new premises IDs, animal IDs all over your property telling you what to do, bossing you around, always flapping Chinese slave-made American flags in your face, telling you to bow down to the flag on their uniform when they're doing everything they can to shred it and butcher it. They're the bad guys. You bet I hate them. I wish we still had a free country. I'd be at the beach every weekend. I'd be fishing every weekend. I'd be working the minimum amount, spending time with my family. But instead, I got 1,000 things I want to do, 1,000 different projects I want to carry out, books and films I want to make and websites I want to start and things I want to do to fight you bastards. It's because more than just fighting evil, and that's my main reason, but it's also so crazy. How do they say George Washington's bad? How do they say freedom's bad? And while they say they're protecting freedom, how do they get away with all of this? Their color of law, now they murder us every day with the tasers, and then they have judges tell the doctors you're not allowed to say that taser kills people. Taser, 50,000 volts electroshock, causes fatal heart rhythm, and it's got one of the top heart experts in Canada and a major organization coming out and saying, yeah, this thing was never even animal or human tested before it was put out. Taser's answer? Well, they just waddle in and declare national security, and they're allowed to do whatever they want. Oh, God help us. Just God help us. It's total evil, ladies and gentlemen. Total evil. You know, here's a key story today. PrisonPlanet.com. Wannabe virus. Prince Philip attacks big families. And, of course, photos with him and Hitler and others have come out because he's German. And there's this weird cult of worshiping the Nazis out there that we're supposed to say they didn't have power, or we're supposed to not say Arnold was a Nazi, or we're not supposed to say that Prince Philip was a Nazi, or Prince Bernhard, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, that we're just supposed to ignore the whole eugenics arm. I don't know who these people are. I don't know who they're working for now. I just know that he has given billions of dollars and raised billions to carry out eugenics programs. And that he says he wants to kill 80% of us, and that he's pushing for a global carbon tax. And his son, Prince Charles, is running around pushing it and was in Austin a few months ago pushing it. So you can argue all day about, eugenics is part of the agenda. That's why they're doing all this. You can argue about what group runs the whole New World Order. But can you just for 5 minutes instead spend some of your time warning people about the vaccines and warning them about the 1 in 3 getting cancer from 1 in 33, and 1 in 3 getting diabetes from 1 in 1,000, and kids up and down every place I live, and everybody I know with babies dying left and right after they take shots now, and tumors growing out everywhere, and GMO foods. I mean, can't you know these people are Nazis? We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good, feel great. Offer not available in California.
We've got We Are Change Ohio coming up at the 8 after for a segment that confronted Al Gore. Bill did a great job on his left side of the pincer attack. They use terrorism as the cover to attack the public and enslave us on the false right paradigm attack. And on the false left paradigm pincer, they use global warming, which they openly say carbon is the devil weapon. Carbon dioxide, which humans exhale, therefore we're the enemy. Official CFR documents. And everybody bought into the fad, gibbering and giggling like moron monkeys. Do you like being conned, public? You like always being taken for a ride? You love losing and losing and losing and being moron idiots? It's just so obvious. How could anybody be conned by this stuff? I'm not saying our listeners are idiots. I mean the general public. I mean, I just can't handle it anymore. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Hold on. I'm going to stop right there. An incredible article with Prince Philip. And it says Nazi collaborator and racist advocate, who says blacks aren't human, but that's okay. A mass genocide Prince Philip, a man who has often expressed his desire to return to the earth as a deadly virus to thin the human population by 80%, says there are too many people in the world as he attacked large families in a television interview set for air this week. The Duke says that curbing family size must be the best means of keeping the soaring cost of staple food products. So, see, they artificially depress the food supply and then say, oh, there's too many humans. See, that's the talking point. You see Al Gore doing that. Such as bread and rice in check, reported the London Times. Food prices are going up, he tells the interviewer, Sir Trevor MacDonald. Everyone thinks it's to do with not enough food, but it's really that demand is too great. Too many people, basically, it's a little embarrassing for everybody. No one quite knows how to handle it. Nobody wants their family life to be interfered with by the government, but we have to. And then it's got all these incredible quotes where he says, we've got to kill everybody. You can go read them. And it's got photos of him with the, you know, Hitler and everybody else. And see, my whole point is, whoever's running this eugenics, we need to fight it. I mean, we know the New World Order today isn't what you'd call the original Nazis. I've always said the Nazis were a sub-brand, a sub-spinoff. They're obsessed with race. The Zionists are obsessed with race. They're all obsessed with breeding and whose family they're from. The point is, they're attacking us. Black, white, old, young, Mexican, Chinese. It doesn't matter, folks. You're under attack by these people. You can be a white guy in East Texas or a black guy in North Carolina. And we just better realize this is the issue. I mean, the Hitler lovers out there can't even fight eugenics because they're too busy saying Hitler was a good guy who got a raw deal. Hey, man, all I know is Prince Philip admits he admired Hitler and wants to carry out eugenics against us. I mean, while you're busy lovey-doving with Hitler over there, you better realize you better not take that shot because I guess the guys at the hospital didn't get the memo that you were white so you don't get the cancer injection. Just please get on to real issues. I'm begging you out there, man. We don't have time. We got to warn everybody. He goes on, overlooking the fact that Prince Philip himself has 4 children and 8 grandchildren. The article couches his comments in the fallacy that His Royal Highness is an eco-warrior. completely fails to point out the Duke of Edinburgh's enthusiasm for culling human herd actually stems from his warped advocacy of eugenics and the Royal Commission on Population by his the father of his wife, the King of England, Queen Elizabeth's father, says it's not about population of the earth. It is about economic warfare. As the Alex Jones documents in his seminal documentary Endgame, the mindset is endgame amongst the elite and is endemic. Prince Philip's zeal to thin the population of undesirables has little to do with his so-called green credentials, as is falsely argued. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. This affects every one of you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Yeah. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Continuing with scumbag Prince Philip. Prince Philip's zeal to thin the population of undesirables has little to do with his so-called green credentials, as is fraudulently argued by the corporate media. In reality, the Duke of Edinburgh was a Nazi collaborator, and his racist tendencies have spilled over into public affairs in many occasions. Now, every time I bash eugenics, we can't have a eugenics discussion because it turns out that I'm bashing Germans. Much of my family's German. I'm not bashing Germans. That's how you've been mentally programmed, not be able to address issues. You've been, even in your own movement, been programmed to not be able to address serious things. My point is, it's not even a British family. It is a German royal family, and he's a Nazi. And, I mean, the head of the House of Orange, another Nazi, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, that's Prince Bernhard. This is who we're dealing with. And they're carrying out eugenics they picked up in England and the U.S. So that's as far as the Nazi angle and connection goes. And I'm just addressing that. Some listeners are going, what is he talking about? You don't understand, folks. There's mentally ill members of the population that think eugenics is good, and they think it's for the, you know, just for other groups, not for them. And or they don't think it's a real issue because the Germans don't have power and Nazis didn't exist or are good and are, you know, giving us little prizes under our pillows at night. No, Prince Philip's bad. As Alex Jones documents in a similar documentary film, Endgame, this mindset is endemic again amongst the elite. Prince Philip's zeal to thin the population of undesirables has little to do with his so-called green credentials, as is argued in the corporate media. In reality, the Duke of Edinburgh was a Nazi collaborator, and his racist tendencies have spilled over into public gaffes in many occasions. Got a link to that. In 86, for example, the Queen's husband remarked to a British student during a visit to China, "If you stay here much longer, you will go home with slitty eyes." Just, and they're also so inbred, they're basically mentally retarded. The so-called elite are a bunch of degenerate, weak trash. So sick of them. He goes on, "It looks as though it was put in by an Indian," he went on, Philip observed when he saw a messy fuse box in a factory during a 99 visit. It was well documented that Prince Philip's sister, Sophia, was married to Christopher of Hesse Castle, a SS colonel who named his eldest son Karl Adolf in Hitler's honor. Indeed, all four of Philip's sisters married high-ranking Nazis. Well, they were German, what do you expect? The prospect of the former Nazis and Nazi sympathizers attending his 47 wedding to the future Queen of England meant he was not allowed to. He was only allowed to invite two guests. And then it goes on. 2 years ago, more revelations of Philip's Nazi links emerged in a book that featured never-before-published photos of Philip, age 16, at the 1937 funeral of his elder sister, flanked by relatives in SS and brown shirt uniforms. Another picture shows his youngest sister, Sophia, sitting opposite Hitler at the wedding of Hermann Göring. And it goes on, Philip was forced to concede that his family found Hitler's appetite to restore Germany's power and prestige attractive and admitted they had inhibitions about the Jews. The Duke was also trained in the Hitler Youth. It goes on, but of course the truth is Britain actually set Hitler up, told him to invade. That's why he let the British evacuate at Dunkirk. That's why when Rudolf Hess flew over and said, we have a deal to do this, they held him for decades and in a prison by himself, and it all came out that it was all staged, and that's in mainline history books, that they literally set Hitler up, ladies and gentlemen. But see, you want to worship Hitler. You don't want to admit that he was a weak chicken neck, completely set up by the globalists who were 10 steps ahead of you. You'd rather be weak and let them always win. Don't worry, though. All of you who love the New World Order, the economy's imploding, tyrannies are growing. They're huge armies of new police march out of the police academies every few months, ready to destroy your country, ready to smash you and take everything you got. They're dim little eyes. All they want's more power, and they're going to get it.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, I take off a few days and I get really aggressive. I get really mad. They know that the genetically modified organism foods, where they've changed the basic DNA and changed the basic protein amino acid structures, they know it kills all the guinea pigs, all the rats that eat it, in thousands of university studies. They know. And so they feed it to you and your family. I know there's no way to avoid all of it, unless you live on a deserted island. And so I'm mad about that. I'm mad about them assaulting my children every day, assaulting me. I'm real mad about the fact that they've put hundreds of different varieties of cancer viruses that are even timed for hormonal fluctuations to kill you at a certain age to kick in. I am mad about them admittedly spraying our cities on a routine basis. That's all declassified. I am mad that a group of eugenicists that openly, tens of thousands of times, sprayed our troops with chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals, killing them in many cases. A bunch of control freak scientists running everything that have given you a Madison Avenue false reality. Have you noticed we're not talking about Barack Obama here? Have you noticed we're not talking about Hillary and John McCain? Who cares? They're all bought and paid for. They're all owned by the same people. And we're not going to talk about it here on this show. I mean, you're welcome to call in if you want, but it doesn't matter. Endless debates about he said this, he said that. Did Barack Obama mean that, you know, by saying McCain's bearings are off, that's code that he's old? It isn't that he's too old. It's that he's already had lymphomic cancer that 90% of the time comes back within 10 years and kills you, and he had it 8 years ago. And he's had a couple other kinds of cancer. And the guy wants to bomb Iran. And he's a lunatic who's anti-gun. You know, they're announcing that the feds are going to give tuition to all the illegal aliens. Have you heard the latest? We're totally bankrupt. No future. Cops are out getting more tickets than ever as the states go bankrupt, running around foaming at the mouth, feeding on us, mindless. Oh, I don't even hate them. They're just like, a dumb squirrel running out in front of a car. I see all these petty nobodies, these men that think they're men. Maybe I shouldn't even be on the radio today. I just can't believe it. I'm living in the Twilight Zone. I am. We are Change Ohio. I'm going to try to have them on. I'm told they got a bad cell phone, so who knows how long they'll be on. But let's just play a minute or so of them confronting Al Gore, that sack of trash, that piece of filth, that Viper King Viper, just oil company owning trash, liar, scam artist. I mean, with all these well-meaning idiot college students getting taken as suckers one more time. You idiots, they had to choose a gas that was good so that none of the big corporations would actually have to cut back on any real toxic waste, you buffoons. Carbon dioxide is good, you jackasses. I mean, all these idiot young people working for McCain and working for Barack Obama and Hillary and all starry-eyed like you're doing something, all starry-eyed like you know how stuff works when you don't know anything. You know nothing. I'm one of the few sane people around. I'll tell you that right now. I know what all this is. This is a nightmare. This is hell. This totally freaks me out. It totally makes me mad. I've been robbed. And just the cowardly, soft, stupid public. With this group of sycophant, backstabbing murderers sitting on top of you, and Prince Philip running around talking about how he wants to kill you, and all these trillionaires and billionaires, and yes, there are trillionaires, who just give all their money to eugenics and just love hurting us and dance with glee as young children die of leukemia and as children are imprisoned mentally for life with autism and all of it as they suck everything out of you and have their way with you, always winning, always getting it over on you, always having their way over and over again because you're focused on football and acting cool and driving fancy cars and strutting around with your idiot neighbors and coworkers. It's disgusting. But that's what milk and honey creates. That's what plenty creates. You always turn into decadent slobs. We've all been decadent slobs. We've all gotten to be self-centered know-it-alls. And when I realize that I know 99, I mean, I know more than 99% of people, that I still realize I don't know much. I know I don't have some big high and mighty view. I mean, that's what completely freaks me out. The neocons write letters to Iran saying we'll stage terror attacks in public newspapers. I mean, that's how obvious they are now. They write newspaper articles about how they want another 9/11, how great it is for them. I mean, these bastards are so arrogant and think so little of you that they write articles in the Philadelphia Daily News about how wonderful 9/11 is and how they can't wait till another one happens. That's their answer. To the Republican memos at the state and federal level coming out saying that they need to stage another attack. These bastards brag publicly about what they did to us. And then the idiot police will try to claim that they're going to plant bombs on We Are Change that's out at Building 7 exposing that it was an inside job. And they'll come over and billy club you even when you have a permitted march. And they'll take all your freedoms away and laugh at you like dumb meatballs when we were the ones the whole time exposing that you inhaled all that asbestos and are dying, and now it's all come out that they knew and covered it all up and didn't give you any health care. And you'll sit there like a dumb dog whose master feeds it cyanide, licking the boots of the New World Order. Because you're a demon. You're a pig demon. You like it. You like how they hurt you. Hey, you don't care if they poop all over you and rub it in. As long as you get to do it to us. Isn't that really what it's all about? Isn't that what it's about, being trash and scum and weak? Isn't that what it's about, having little piggy eyes and a little piggy brain? I'm talking about the public. I don't even mean the pig slang for pigs, for cops. I mean, we're pig people. Little piggy minds, little weak piggies. Play Al Gore, huh?
We need to reduce carbon dioxide, and we need a commitment on the part of students to get involved. I'm sorry, sir. I'm trying to talk to these folks here. And I believe they want to hear what I have to say.
Hey, Al, we don't want your carbon tax. Planes need carbon dioxide to breathe.
Come on, cut it out.
We need to.
Stop right there. Listen to that weak trash. They're worshiping Al Gore, that eugenics monster.
Cut it out. Oh, cut it out. We're here to feel good about how we're all working together. You know, the government knows we're young people and we want to be involved in social change, so they've given us a false paradigm to waste ourselves in and to carry out eugenics murdering Africans. Of course, I'm too weak to ever face the facts, even if I knew how to look at the documents. I'm just going to push eugenics and we're going to run everything and tax everybody in the U.S. and new enviro cops are going to inspect all our homes and backyards and ranches and farms. Be quiet. Don't say that plants want carbon dioxide to breathe. Just shut up. Go along with the fraud. You know, just like a neocon will see. Be quiet. Don't say that Al-Qaeda isn't dangerous. Go along with it. We're all idiots here. Keep playing it.
We need to reduce carbon dioxide, and we need a commitment on the part.
That's how plants give us oxygen. They breathe in carbon dioxide and release oxygen.
Sorry, sir. I'm trying to talk to these folks here.
Why did you call?
And I believe they want to hear what I have to say.
I didn't.
Go to read WeCanSolveIt.org. And let me conclude with this comment.
I didn't buy a ticket to listen to your lies.
Not too many years from now, the next generation will ask one of two questions. They'll look at the beginning of the 21st century, and they'll look at what's going on at that time some years from now. And if all these consequences the scientists have predicted to follow the accumulation of global warming pollution unsolved, they'll look
right.
back at what we do.
It just goes on and on, folks. It is the biggest, sickest joke ever that they're talking about banning carbon dioxide. Tell us what else happened from We Are Change, Ohio. We got Sam Logaloo on with us. Sam, we're going to hold you over in the next segment, see if your cell phone's working okay. What was it like standing up against that con artist, that snake oil salesman with that group of weak-minded cult members? Yeah, his phone was doing that earlier, so we just can't do the interview. Sam, I'm sorry. Some other day when your phone works, we'll be able to do it. It doesn't even matter anymore. The people love $4 a gallon gas. They love it, and you're going to love it even more. Okay? Just again, it's so insulting that they've got the public running around cowering in fear of imaginary Al-Qaeda. An imaginary carbon dioxide. You can walk up to the very same people and give them the name for salt, and they will say ban it. Give them the name for water, and they will scream in fear. Just like they'll scream in fear of a citizen with a gun, but they love men in black uniforms and black masks stomping around. Oh, they feel so safe when they see that, because all their common sense and instincts are gone. You're going to be butchered like pigs by your masters. You understand?
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv.
Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
We use UPS to ship my books and videos that we sell out of the video and bookstore for InfoWars.com. And just during the break, Weldon gave me the UPS quarterly magazine that they give us, The Power of Green. See, this is a whole global tax. And you can't run to FedEx. They're all pushing the same propaganda. This is just disgusting. And you use USPS. They're pushing it all, too. We ship by them as well. And, again, a lot of it sounds reasonable. They got all these smiling, well-meaning faces selling you the fraud. And it says, a green glossary. And we did get our guest. We'll go to him in a minute. You're going green, but you don't get the lingo. So you have to learn your new slave lingo. It starts with carbon dioxide. And it goes on to say, can increase the Earth's temperature. Here's a primer of terms. To learn more, go to compass.ups.com. It says carbon footprint, the amount of carbon dioxide emissions created by a person or business that they have to tax and regulate and commit crimes with. You have to be punished. Carbon tax. Oh, it's being introduced to us. And it says you're going green. See, it's like, oh, everyone's doing it. And the cattle go, oh, well, I'm doing it. I'm a idiot. A carbon tax. A proposed tax on emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases. Greenhouse gases, water vapor. Oh, it's so deadly water. Carbon dioxide. Oh, my God. Methane. Nitrous oxide allows sunlight to enter the atmosphere. The IPC, it teaches us our new master over our farms and ranches and everything. They're not taking over. Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, an organization established to investigate climate change, its potential impact, and its options to reduce the risk. VOCs, volatile organic compounds or chemical compounds creating carbon and can be harmful. Meanwhile, genetic engineering, butchering everything, toxic waste everywhere, injecting you with biochemical weapons. Oh, die. Take your injections, we're eugenicists. Oh, you're an evil human. You exhale carbon. Oh, gosh, we're going to get you. Don't worry. I mean, the head of the CFR says it's about making you the enemy. What do you think all these scheme-ass cops and cameras for? They're not for Al-Qaeda. They're for you. I shouldn't be doing the show today. I am so mad. I hate these people so much. They've got this poor little pathetic chicken neck here with this little hippie beard. Means well. He's got his little suit on, his little monkey outfit. It says, the employee parking lot at QBP. I guess that's, and it says, is dominated by bikes. Ezra Taylor doesn't just pedal to work. He's a cross-cycling racing champion. See, it's all tailored. Ooh, you're a winner when you're involved with this. Ooh, he's a champion. Ooh, you're going green. Everything to comfort you as you're put into your new, strap down your new control grid. Just like when you're breaking a horse, they just put they give you some grain, and they put the bridle on. Shh, it's okay, baby. Oh, here you go. Put the bit in your mouth. Now, let me walk you onto this little trailer here. We're going to take you to a nice place where your government. Let me just close the back panels, close the back doors. Let me just throw this bolt. I got you now, horse. You're going directly to the glue factory. We're going to march you into a squeeze chute and hang you up by your legs and slit your throat and then render you down into Elmer's glue. You go ahead and kick all you want on that door. When we get your guns, which is going to be very soon, we're going to have our way with you. You think we're just stopping with going into different colleges and telling people they can't talk about the Constitution or they'll be arrested? That's only the beginning. We're going to take your houses, your companies, everything you've got. We're hardcore criminals. We didn't join the team for nothing. Sure, I couldn't run a business or start a company or make a painting or make a film or take care of anybody. I'm a dirty, dirtbag criminal, but I can put on a fancy black uniform with fancy black sunglasses and have you lick my boots and make me God over you. You understand, you filthy dirtbag trash? You cowardly scum! I'm running your life now, and I want to run it good! You know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of them all training us to be smiley and friendly and stupid and childlike to them while they have their way with us. It's time to get mad. It's time to get angry. Our ancestors weren't a bunch of wimps. They were vicious. They were strong. But they weren't into backstabbing. They weren't into cheating. They weren't into double dealing. They were adventurers, and they were builders, and they were trailblazers. They were explorers. They were fighters. They weren't what we've turned into now, a nation of filth, trash everywhere. Let me be... I'll let We Are Change comment on the other side. We got him with a good phone line. I apologize. I've been having to hold, but the phone was off when we went to him earlier. I just look at this little weak piece of trash.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic arsenic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
You want to know how I really feel when I think about these people? That's really who I am. I know it's embarrassing. But it's like a ship bulkhead. We're in a submarine on the bottom. Its engine's broken down. We're waiting on rescue. We don't know if it's coming. And behind that door is millions of pounds of pressure. And that bulkhead door is straining. There's a leak in it. That's the globalist. I mean, just scum of the earth, want to kill us, already killing us with soft kill weapons. Setting up eugenics. You know, this UPS thing should read, it says, how green is your business? Take our quiz. It should read, how enslaved is your business? Are you going to help us shut you down and roll you into the New World Order with a new global eugenics world government tax? But see, it isn't honest with people. It's all PR, all about looking calm, all about being passive, making you lay down, making you think everything's okay, making you think everything's all right, everything's friendly, making you think you're a stakeholder and what you think's really being listened to. Meanwhile, they build giant prisons and arm police as fast as they can. I mean, and right behind that door is the host of hell. And I watch them steal people's kids. I mean, I've been there and covered it, folks. I've seen them torture people. I see them get away with their evil. I am a person who has feelings. I'm a person who has a lot of love. And then at an animal level, I just literally just am so mad at the weak public being so stupid. Do you have any idea who you're dealing with here? Do you know what they're going to do to you? Let's go to Sam Logolo of We Are Change, Ohio, who confronted Lord Gore, who is just the biggest snake oil con, just a total piece of trash. Up there, all the science shows carbon dioxide is 700 years after the warming, and that it's good, and it's just we're in an oxygen and carbon dioxide starved environment in this Earth cycle. But I'm going to shut up. I mean, always being there, you see more than what happened. The video's great. I salute you. Sorry we had to have you on hold when your phone was out earlier. Tell me anything else you want to add.
Hey, Alex. We just, Al Gore was in Columbus, and we drove up there to confront him.
Oh, God.
I'm the guy screaming in the video.
You did a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
I tell you, up close, isn't he just a sack of maggot guts? Just yeah, look, I mean, isn't he just a pile of evil?
You can see it in his face.
He's a real piece of crap. I'm sorry.
The way he talks and the way he looks are totally different. I mean, he looks purely evil when you look in his face.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, go ahead. Ugh.
Yeah, so then we went outside. I handed out some literature, and we got the banner out. Brad made a very nice banner. No carbon tax at the scam. And then we talked to the people coming out and even talked to a few reporters. That's really all I can remember right now on the Gore event.
Now tell me about the little brainwashed slaves of death. That's what they are. They who love Prince Philip, who love dead black babies and dead Latin American babies and love their mommy dying of engineered cancer. Tell me about the lovers of death. Tell me about their weakness.
Yeah, they showed up to a public event as if they just wanted to watch TV. You know, you interrupt Al Gore, and it's like, shut up, you know, I'm watching this TV here.
It's all about them feeling like they're part of something big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they feel real important.
I didn't know they stacked excrement that high, but tell me what else they were doing.
Well, inside there, they're telling us to shut up and whatnot. They didn't like us interrupting their God. Outside... there's a few of them just didn't want to hear it, you know. This is BS, and then they'd hop on their bikes and pedal away.
And there's nothing wrong with bikes. There's nothing wrong with getting out of the mall culture. But the globalists designed us as a sprawling based on the automobile, and now they're going to cheat us and choke us and wreck our economy and bring in total control in their own admission. I mean, I saw you out there with that huge sign saying no carbon tax. Did you explain to the idiots that, I noticed you did, that, hey, carbon dioxide's good. This covers up for all the real environmental issues.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And in fact, they mentioned that to us several times, and in the video you can actually see me tell a guy, it's like a magician trick. They take all the real pollutants like mercury and lead, and they hide that behind their back, and they say, well, they bring out with their other hand and say, well, here's the bad thing, it's the carbon dioxide that's hurting you.
See, that's what makes me even madder, is that we have real environmental problems, and it's hurting us. I mean, I care about the earth, but forget the earth, it's hurting me. We're all interconnected. And they're doing stuff you just, it's irreversibly bad. I mean, they've done, it's just so out of, and then meanwhile, they got all these idiots calling for global government and a global tax. Well, I just commend you. He's getting confronted everywhere. He looked like he got upset when you spoke up to him.
Yeah, I think he stumbled a little bit. He was a little distracted when I interrupted him. Yeah, he wanted to continue preaching to his flock there.
Is there a We Are Change Ohio website?
Yes. Type in We Are Change Ohio. You can go to the regular WeAreChange.org website, and it's linked there.
I didn't hear this on the video, but let me guess. Did some of these chicken necks tell you were funded by the oil companies?
One guy did walk by, and he said, "Yeah, how much are you being paid to do this?" I remember specifically.
Well, anything else you want to add? We can just commend you, Sam, and others from We Are Change Ohio. Anything else?
Yeah, I'm also with another group. If you're in the Cincinnati area, Cincinnati 9/11 Truth. We are for real, you know, just like We Are Change Ohio. So,
how do people get in touch with you and join the team?
Cincy, C-I-N-C-Y, 911.org.
All right, I really commend you, and thank you for spending time with us today, sir, and keep it up.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. Yeah, going to their little staged events, their little communal bloodletting events, as we learn how bad humans are and learn that government has to organize us around attacking ourselves, and that's official. It's so ridiculous that carbon dioxide, I mean, I just, but it, again, it's a sick joke with these people. Everything is a sick joke. We're going to G. Edward Griffin in a minute. I do want to tell listeners that I'm going to be showing my new film, 9/11 Chronicles Part 1. Truth Rising is the name of the film, but it's 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising, the short title, Truth Rising. Every film I make, I say, this is the best. But if you watch them, each one just gets better. But this really is different. I mean, it is the best I've made entertainment-wise. I mean, it's also very informative. I mean, we spend 20 minutes of the 2 hours on how they blew up the towers and how it was an inside job with some incredible eyewitness testimony, emergency workers and others. But not just that, it's David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski and Larry Silverstein and Bill Clinton and Hillary and John McCain and Barack Obama and all of them. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger, all of them. Being confronted, instead of watching some cruddy YouTube video, I mean, this is high quality, big screen with stuff you've never seen, and high def footage we shot in New York in the last 3 years of remembrances there, and emergency workers, and what the dust really did, and their trip to Washington to try to get health care, and that being blocked, and that We Are Change funded. I mean, these are kids running this that literally live in one-room apartments and wear the same shirt all week, and they raised all this money and paid for it, and then they were about to get it passed in Washington, and they just said, no funding. The fight goes on. I mean, it's just an incredible film, and I'll be showing that coming up this Saturday. And by the way, there's not going to be 10 showings like there usually is in Austin. I'm doing 2 showings, and then we may tweak the film, change a few things in it. So there's also a screening. This won't be out for about 2 months. There's going to be a showing this Saturday, 3:30. It's a matinee at the Alamo Draft House there on 6th Street. It's the new Ritz. It's really nice, what's called the Ritz. That's not that fancy. You don't wear a tie or anything, but you know what I mean. It's nice. It's called the Ritz, Alamo Draft House Ritz downtown. And then Sunday at 6:30 after the Sunday radio show. And I hope everybody will be there. All of our showings have always sold out until I had 12 showings last time, and then 2 of them didn't sell out. But you know, when we have two showings, they always sell out. We have six showings, they always sell out. When we had eight showings, they always sold out. But we've 98% of our showings sell out. That's a good way to put it. You'll want to get tickets now so you don't get turned away at the door. We'll let you know Friday, you know, if there's any tickets left. If you do want to try to show up, they all, a little secret, they always hold like 15, 20 tickets back for people at the door. So if you're going to be at the door, be there first. Go to Infowars.com and link through or pull up on 6th Street at the Alamo Draft House. You can buy your tickets now. And 3:30 on Saturday and 6:30 on Sunday. And I'll give a 30-minute speech at each event. And that's basically it. I hope to see you down there. Okay, also, this radio show is possible, is made possible by you purchasing books and videos, not just the films I've made or the book I've written, but the books I've published and the books and videos we carry at Infowars.com, the best titles out there, bar none. And the new films we're covering are American Drug War. It's got the feds so upset they raided Tommy Chong for basically being in it. I consulted on that, and I'm in the extras on that. That's available. It's got 3 hours of extras and a two-hour film, 5 hours, $19.95. It's really like five films in one for $19.95. Matt Washington, You're Fired, William Lewis's new film, available at Infowars.com. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Loose Change Final Cut. They're all available at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. And you can also go to prisonplanet.tv and get a 15-cent a day membership and see all the films there in super high quality and burn them to disc and get them out to everybody. But that is how we fund ourselves. We also fund ourselves through sponsors like Interfood. It's the best green food out there, I found. The other ones I had gave me headaches or made me have nauseous. It's just high quality, 20 superfoods in there, total absorption of the nutrients. It's just fabulous. And there's 10% off when you go to Infowars.com and link through on the link there on the front page. It goes to a subpage that has all their product line there. But you get 10% off by following that link automatically if you buy in bulk. There, you also get an additional 20% off. If you call them toll-free, you also get that and tell them Alex Jones sent you. 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. It's all organic. 866-762-9238, innerfood.com, E-N-E-R-food.com, or 1-866-762-9238, innerfood.com, ladies and gentlemen. Also, there is Aloe Ease. That's one of hundreds of products. The fine folks at New Vitality, one of the oldest and most respected nutrition companies out there. No magic claims, no silver bullets, just high quality stuff that's well known, like Aloe Ease Colon and Body Cleanse. Aloe Vera is well known for flushing your guts out and really getting those toxins out of there, and a lot of medical studies on that, and that's one of their main products. 1-800-569-4056, big banner up on Infowars.com, 1-800-569-4056. They've also got Super Beta Prostate, well-known combination of herbs for your prostate, 1-800-569-4056. Now let's go ahead and go to G. Edward Griffin. He'll be with us, and I appreciate him holding the last 5 minutes. He'll be with us until the end of the show today. And I thought we'd do a part two and mainly take calls and talk more about solutions today. But with all the things happening in the news, the fake election, the three-stage candidates, I thought I'd bring up that, not to cover it because it's a distraction, but to use it as a learning module to see how they stage events. So I thought out of the first curveball I'd throw him would be getting his take on Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John McCain, and to get his take on this whole exercise in futility. We had so much fun when he was in a few weeks ago in studio, and he had talked to a packed house at UT that I wanted to have him back up sooner. Mr. Griffin, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, Alex, thanks. It's good to be here.
Did you get a nice response coming on last time?
Oh, yes, indeed. My boy, you really cover this the waterfront here, and we got a response. They're still coming in from that, and I appreciate that so much.
Oh, no, that's our job, is to try to find people that are realistic, focused, and serious, some cases more so than me because I just can't handle it anymore. I'm flip out sometimes and try to push people to good places where they can move forward. And I always like how you're classy. Have you seen the disease in our movement, how over time most people turn into backstabbers who are about egos and who the big dog is on the block instead of realizing we're on a ship in very treacherous waters in an emergency situation?
Yes, I have noticed that, Alex, and I don't know whether that's peculiar to our movement. I think not. It's probably peculiar to any group of people who get together and all of us, they start off all in lockstep. They got the same goals, the same ideas, and then they kind of learn about each other and their different views, and they start to pick at each other, and then they're in a massive war as to who is right and who is wrong.
It's very destructive. We need to stay focused on key issues we can stop, like the fact that global warming is a global carbon tax fraud. But before we get into the election, since I raised that point. People say Ron Paul is a blood-drinking Mason. Their proof is that he spoke at Harvard or something, and there was a Masonic seal behind him where he spoke, and that he doesn't bash Masons when that's a huge constituency, and most Masons aren't bad and are compartmentalized and don't realize that the higher levels it has been used for the program, you see. But oh, no, there's a Masonic seal in one speech he gave of thousands. It's all over. Ron Paul's a devil, and I won't expose him for being a devil now, so I'm evil too, G. Edward Griffin.
Yeah, well, I think you and I are on the same team. I don't know whether Ron Paul is a Mason or not. I doubt it very much. But even if he were, I don't think he would be one of those guys that we're concerned about at the top, 33 degree or higher. Your point is so well taken that 99% of the Masons, at least the ones I know, are just good old boys, and they have no concept of the history of the lodges and the origins in Europe.
And that helps the New World Order when people unfairly attack all Masons and say, you're worshiping Baphomet. They haven't read Albert Pike. They haven't read Morals and Dogma. They haven't read Manly P. Hall. And so they think these people are nuts. They're saying I'm a devil worshiper instead of approaching them and saying, did you see this? Did you know this? Again, you aid the evil by being off the hook nuts.
Yeah. Well, I think that the ugly reality, Alex, is that our enemies are very well aware of this tendency, and I think they fuel it. I think there are agents provocateurs in our midst whose sole job is to get our people going down the wrong track. And it's unfortunately, it's pretty easy at times.
It's been admitted, and that's what the only reason I raise this is that it is the popular thing to attack me and make stuff up. It's all made up. And it isn't that I individually care about being attacked. Frankly, folks, I actually like it in a sick way. That's the kind of aggressive person I am. It makes me sick at an intellectual level because we're in a desperate situation. We've got to use every ounce of our energy to stay focused on real issues and to wake the public up to the general basics instead of automatically arguing with them about the secret triumphant of the Gettys, the Pope, and Sherlock Holmes. I'm being sarcastic. I'd like you to speak on that. We're about to go to break, and then on the election, and then whatever you want to talk about.
Okay, very good. Well, like our last session together, Alex, I find that with the way you pose the question to me and you cover the topic so well that there's not much for me to say except, what you said. You say it so well.
Oh, I do not.
You do.
I'll watch the interview later. You're much more eloquent than I, but go ahead.
Well, I don't know about that. But anyway, I'll start off by saying, yes, I agree in my own thoughts. I'll just repeat that I know that our enemies are out there dumping garbage into the grocery basket, knowing that a little bad smell here and there will convince people that the whole basket is nothing but garbage, and they walk away from it. We see that all the time, especially in the 9/11 truth movement.
Stay there. Let's talk about it. Yeah, now they're running around with signs saying we staged terror attacks, wearing Hitler mustaches with international news crews with them, all staged.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad.
G. Edward Griffin's our guest, Freedom Force International. Be opening up the phones next hour at 1-800-259-9231. Also, this fourth hour, as always, is going to be simulcast via television on the web for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Also, it goes out in, 64K or 56? Better audio, I know that. PrisonPlanet.tv. Yeah, but you're very genteel, very intelligent, very calm about this. I know we talked last time about how I tend to freak out, and you said when you were younger, you would. It's just they're so diabolical. They're so evil. They're doing so many bad things. I just panic. I want people to stop them. I want to fight them. And I know that you've got an approach to do that. But continuing with how they try to get us to run off rabbit trails to where the general public, when they first hear what we're talking about, thinks we're talking gibberish instead of putting the basics out to people. Speak to that, then to the election, then to solutions, what you think of the food shortages, anything you want to talk about.
Okay. Well, I think probably the most common example that everybody would recognize in this business of sending us down rabbit trails, anybody that spends any time at all on their email inbox knows that about every 5 or 6 weeks, we get an alert from somebody out there. We never heard of this person before, but there's this alert that, stand by, everybody, listen to this, you got to read this, this is urgent, tell all your friends. Inside source, a reliable source, tells us that next Tuesday is the big day for an atomic attack against an American city. Or stand by, on May 14th, we know this for certain now, May 14th is the day they're going to unleash a bacteriological attack in Chicago. And tell your friends, you know, this sort of thing. You get that about every 6 weeks. And who are these people? Where does this come from? This doesn't just happen. This is manufactured stuff. And the whole purpose is to get Johnny Gullible to go along and send it to all of his friends because he's really concerned. You know, he thinks this could be the real thing. And God knows it could be the real thing at some day. So they got you there, you know. But he sends it to all of his friends, and they get excited, and then the date comes and passes, and they think, well, so much for Johnny. He's just a jerk. He's nuts.
And that way, if a real warning ever comes out, people would have heard Wolf cried so much they won't take action. And
that's
that
right.
way, people never do take action because it's all the world's always ending next week instead of it's ongoing tyranny. Martial law isn't coming. We're already in to a certain degree of it. Go ahead.
Well, that's right. And then people ask me all the time, when do you think the New World Order is going to be here? And I look at them, I say, come on, Charlie, it's already here. It's just that every day they build the wall a little bit higher. And it's been here for quite a while. So it's not going to be a day when they ring the bell or you're going to read headlines in your newspaper. It says, the New World Order arrived today at noon, and the ceremony was, you know, so forth. Yeah, you're quite right, Alex. It's here, and it's creeping gradualism, and we get used to it, and they try to get everybody numb to it so that that they just don't know what to do, don't feel like doing anything. So it's an obvious ploy, but what you do about it, I'm not quite sure. You just have to be aware and be very, very cautious. I saw something last night. I was going over stuff to go into our Unfiltered News weekly service, and I saw something about somebody had a photograph of a chemtrail plane, they said, that was on the ground. Boy, that looked convincing to me. And they had pictures of the pods there and everything. I looked at that. Wait a minute, where did this come from? Who is this guy? What do we know about that? What is this plane? Do I know anything about it?
Stay there. Let's talk more about it on the other side.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are now into the fourth hour. G. Edward Griffin is our guest. Coming up, we'll be taking your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. We'll even skip some of the breaks for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We'll continue on with G. Edward Griffin during a few of the breaks. Or people listening on the InfoWars.com stream should go over there and be able to hear the behind-the-scenes stuff. G. Edward Griffin, we're going to give out his website, Freedom Force International, how to get involved. Great guy. Been around since 1959, fighting the New World Order, best-selling author. Without getting too sidetracked into this, but I think it's important to have discussions about this sometime. It'll be the same guy who comes out with fake Amero coins. Who later comes out as a known FBI operative, hooked in with Sean Hannity. And then he'll come out and say there was a secret session of Congress. Or other groups will put out, oh, Nasera, the government's secretly good and everything's fine. Or Leo Wanta got trillions of dollars and he's good, but only trust him. Everyone else secretly works for the Pope. And you can always tell these government things. They're designed for the lowest common denominator and to get any, idiot camp followers to kind of go along with it, instead of saying, we can work together, we're positive, the average person's good, it's evil at the top, we can affect change, we need to stop the collectivist. You notice that these groups that are government operatives, they never are issue specific, they never get into how things work or about what the government's doing or what the corporations are doing. It's always about what other patriots are doing, and that's why I've been trying to wake up people to stop being part of this bellicose mental illness. Do you see what I'm saying, G. Edward Griffin?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm very grateful that there is a voice such as yours, Alex, that is such a strong voice and heard by so many people that's preaching common sense on this. Because, you know, this has been going on for a long time. You mentioned I've been in this battle more or less since about 1959, and this was going on even then, believe it or not. But unfortunately, back in those days, there was no real strong voice against it that reached very many people, and people fell for it. All the patriots fell for it, which is, I think, one of the reasons that nothing really developed over the years in the way of a strong counterforce against this. So they were divided against each other. They fell for all of these ploys, and so we see the result of it today. But thank God you're out there telling the truth today, and we're trying to do the same thing with Freedom Force International. So maybe this time around we'll have a little better shot at it. This is really a war for the brain, is it not?
It is.
Always behind that veiled fist or that velvet fist, the glove, I should say. Behind the glove is the fist. I'll finally get it out right here. But, yeah, there's always the threat of physical force and coercion. But really, the greatest strides that our opponents have made in capturing the American people and in other countries as well is by capturing their brains. They capture their minds, their information flow. They engineer their opinions. And this is how they control people today. And so we have to be alert to that and have strong leaders that can help us to, you know, weed through these rough paths and find out which are the stepping stones that are safe and which ones are dangerous. And that's the battle we have today.
Now, the establishment is trying to focus, though, in on organized groups and websites and authors and attacking networks and things like that. But overall, the loss of confidence in the state and in the organized system, the top-down hierarchical structure, is so massive, and people are becoming more and more distrustful, that I'm intellectually pretty sure that the elite is in for some very rough times themselves. And, of course, they've foreseen that and tried to build up a oppressive grid to counter that, and they've written about how they foresaw it. But I think the wave of resistance is so big that they've got a crisis of conscience themselves, and even their own minions are saying, do I want to be part of this?
Yeah, I think you're quite right. But they're committed. I don't think the guys at the top are going to have any option to turning around. They're committed. So they're not going to back down, and I think the only hope we have is to beat them at their own game, to overpower them. And no, we do have numbers, and we do have truth on our side. They're truly on the dark side. And
they are on the dark side.
Yeah.
Like Cheney said in that interview, he says, we're working on the dark side. Stay there. I'm going to talk to you during the break for the InfoWars.com stream listeners, and then we'll come back for everybody else on the other side.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap. for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calbend Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
G. Edward Griffin is our guest. At the bottom of the hour, I promise we're going directly to your calls. He'll be with us at least 20 minutes into overdrive today. We'll be going to 3:20 Central Standard Time today. G. Edward Griffin, we were talking about the ways the globalists distract us, divert us. They try to destroy our unity. And I don't mean our unity as one organization. I don't want one group fighting the New World Order. I want lots of attack frigates out there going after them. But I mean unity of purpose, our manifesto, what we believe in, you know, the liberty, ideas like that. But then shifting gears back into, for the mainline people that are still tuned into the false paradigm, they keep saying Barack Obama is about making us believe in each other again, bringing us back together. Well, what they mean is not bringing us back together, but bringing us back into being conned by the state, conned by the left-right paradigm, conned by the two parties one more time, taking us for one more ride while they finish getting their police state control grid in. And let me be clear, I'm not even entertaining a debate here. I'm not bashing Barack Obama here. The guy's a total puppet, runs nothing. You know, nice, handsome, friendly, smart guy, but he's a globalist. I dislike him less than Hillary because she's been around a while. You know, she's the devil I know and know she is a devil, but it doesn't matter. So me saying Barack Obama is a fake is I'm not saying Hillary's good. I'm not saying McCain's good. They're all bad. And so occasionally they give you a new puppet to make you think that things have changed. I'm not trying to take hope away here. I want you to know there's hope in real resistance, in a real awakening, in local government, in you taking action, in you running for office, in you educating others, instead of wasting all our energies like all these young people are doing, starry-eyed, I just love Hillary, I love McCain, I love Obama. You know, you see all these, intelligent, great-looking college girls just out there dedicating themselves to Hillary or Barack Obama or all these well-meaning business people for McCain when they're all America killers. They're all globalists. G. Edward Griffin.
Yes, well, what can you say? That's true. And the reason they're that way is because their opinions have been engineered by the media and to a large extent by the educational system that some of those younger people are still in. When you look at the campaign rhetoric of these major candidates, they can talk for hours and not really say anything, but they're masters at using words that sound good, like, well, Obama's famous word, change. We want change. Every chance, yes, change, change, change. But if you asked any of them, well, what would you change, there would probably be dead silence because they don't know. They say, well, we'll change the name. We'll change the name from Bush to Obama or something, you know. But they have no idea of political principles. They have never even thought about the proper role of government or what the Constitution says about what these candidates are allowed or specifically not allowed to do. They haven't a single thought in their entire brains about political concepts, but yet they're out there carrying these banners and chanting, as you said, and they're all starry-eyed over some kind of a word game, just change or compassion or patriotism or who knows what these words mean in the inner recesses of their minds, but they certainly don't mean anything in the realm of political principle. And until the American people start thinking about political principles once again, there is no hope. So you're quite right when you say, why should we even entertain a debate or try to choose up sides between all three of these word masters? And it's not just them, it's the organizations that support them, when the real issues are never allowed to be even discussed in such a debate. And so, yes, our job has to be not to get entrapped by this so-called two-party system, when in reality it's not a two-party system.
Well, it's a carnival distraction. It's like having a traveling carnival, a troop of trained monkeys dance in front of you while somebody sneaks up on you to stab you in the back. It's distraction. It's the same thing that the magician does, where he has his beautiful assistant bend over in front of the crowd while he stages the hat trick.
It works every time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was the theme of my presentation when I was there in Austin a few weeks ago. As you remember, we called it the Quigley Formula, and it was named after Professor Carol Quigley, who wrote the book Tragedy and Hope, who was a sort of an unofficial or maybe an official historian for a secret society founded by Cecil Rhodes. And we went into all of that history. And the reason that history is interesting and the reason it's important is because without an understanding of how the two-party systems came into being, if you don't know the history, if you don't know the fact that there is an organization that has a strategy for doing exactly what we're complaining about here, people would say, well, I guess it just happened. Well, no, it didn't just happen. This came about as a result of a very well-thought-out plan. It's being implemented today by people who have names, who belong to an organization that has a name, has a headquarters in New York, and all of that. And so once you tell people about the facts behind what's happening and the names and the places and the dates, then all of a sudden it becomes real. Other than that, before they have all that information, they'll just look at you and say, what are you talking about? You know, I don't think that's true. And so what we're facing now is the fact that the people of America are starving for information and factual data.
Oh,
and
I agree
with
you.
Our role.
I agree with you. They are starving, and so they give them real simple pap, like change, knowing that stacked up against the two establishment candidates, that another establishment candidate can be slipped in on them. Talk a little bit about the Quigley formula, because there are hundreds of published PhD-level elite text used by globalist managers, and I know I've read scores of them. And they talk about how we're dumb animals, and they talk about how we'll never read, how they're calling us dumb animals. And, I mean, is it frustrating to you? Because that's one of the things that drives me crazy, that some good old boy at the gym will waddle over and make fun of me saying I believe in imaginary groups when, you know, the heads of political science divisions of top universities, you know, write books about how they engineer the shadow government system and how we run nothing. I mean, it's very frustrating to know that we've spent the time to read all these books and watch these people on C-SPAN, and then the public, I mean, I hate the globalists, but at the same time, the public has been engineered to like laugh at us for trying to save them. I mean, it's disgusting.
Well, yeah, and you have to not blame the public to a certain extent, because they're just the products of programming, very effective programming, although I still think that if anybody had any kind of an instinct for truth, they would somehow break through that. I guess we did somehow. I don't know whether that was to our benefit or simply because of an accident that happened along the way. But in any event, yeah, it is frustrating. But the bottom line is that this is not imaginary. And anybody who has any intellectual curiosity or honesty about them would say, okay, where are your facts? And then that's where we come in. Here are the facts. And I found that generally, if you have the ability to present the facts without being interrupted, you know, give me 20 or 30 minutes, and if people are interested enough to sit and listen to a presentation for 20 or 30 minutes, I'll convince them, because not that I convince them, but the facts will convince them, because they're irrefutable. So that's our job, is to find those people, and that won't be many, probably 3% or less, who have the intellectual curiosity and the intellectual honesty to ask the question, where are your facts? And that's all we need, Alex, and you know that. We don't need that magic 51% of the population. The majority never determined anything. They're always led by the few, 3% or less, who can generate a majority by the strength of their leadership. And that's what we must do. That's what our enemies have done. And as you know, that's what Freedom Force is all about, is to move into the power centers of society, those groups and organizations that people belong to, that lead the political thinking of the nation. We have to become influential in those groups now, just the way our opponents have in the past.
Well, now again, I'm trying to be subtle here, not that I'm delicate or not that I'm even well-spoken. Maybe I haven't explained it right to some people. I'm not against the militia. I believe in the militia. I'm a member of the militia, 18 to 44. We're all part of it, and it's in our Constitution. And the feds say we have no right to own guns. It's only an organized militia, but that didn't exist till 1907. So we know it's our right to keep and bear arms. It's to defend against criminals and the government, and I've read the Federalist Papers and others on air. But then you've got what the modern militia movement is, and that's feds setting up innocent good people, and usually the militia leaders are feds, and it's a thing of paranoia, don't trust your neighbors, meet us behind the barn, and then the Fed says let's build a bomb so they can send a bunch of innocent farmers to jail and then asset forfeiture of their farms. And then I get on air and I say, watch out, we're up front, we're in suits and ties, we're well spoken, we're the good guys. But the feds, when they run these operations, they've tried to always steer our movement into hiding and like it's secret agent stuff. And it's all, oh, my God, everyone's watching you and wanting to get you. And I'm saying, no. This isn't a thing of paranoia. We are the good guys. We're out in the town square with the white hat at high noon saying, bring it on. Do you see the point I'm making?
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And, it has always worried me deeply as to the character that the militia movements have taken. They just they're going in the wrong direction, and I think the reason, as you've just stated, is because they are under the influence of agent provocateurs who are sent in there to do that, just to mess it up so it won't possibly work.
Oh, we've caught them hundreds of times in every case. Yeah. It turns out that's what they do.
Mm-hmm. So they're smart. They're smart. Now, what are we going to do about it? Let's be just as smart. Let's not let them win that game. Let's be aware of it and move around them.
Well, I mean, I remember when I was just a mainline conservative, but fighting for property rights locally, I'd have a guy show up at an event and say, I want to work with you. Let's kill cops. And I'd follow him outside, and the guy'd get in an unmarked cop car. And, you know, I mean, it's just these people are criminals, dirtbag slime. And, Texas Monthly caught the FBI creating a Klan group trying to get them to blow up a chemical plant. They were so dumb, the FBI couldn't get them to do it.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TiboTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TiboTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TiboTech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and the how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age of renegades. We're renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age of renegades.
And I'll tell you why. It's because the globalists claim that their breeding makes them godmen when they're really a bunch of inbred, mentally retarded individuals at the top with these criminal bureaucracies that serve them. That's where their genius still lies. The truth is, from the common people also comes intelligence, and we don't want to be your slaves. We're not lesser men, and we're not going to go along with you. G. Edward Griffin will talk through the next segment, the next break for Infowars.com, internet stream listeners. But right now, you want to get into Carol Quigley and the Quigley Method, because I didn't want to kind of give away your thunder when you were on before you gave your UT speech, but maybe now you should spend some time on that, and then we'll start taking phone calls in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'd like to do that, Alex, but may I finish where my brain was going with our last segment?
Certainly.
We were talking about false leadership and how effective that can be, especially if the victim is not even aware of the possibility that this tactic is being used. Every once in a while, after I've written something or said something about this, I'll get an email from some person that says, how do we know that you are not a false leader? And, of course, that's a darn good question. I'm really happy to hear that, because now I know that people are beginning to look around and question. And that the answer to that is very simple. You can tell whether a person is a false leader or not simply by looking at their record, where they've been, how long they've been doing it, and what they've actually done.
Their fruits.
Their fruits shall reveal them, yeah. So, you see, if they have a record of dividing people, whether they have a record of diverting attention away from the real culprit, which is the government, not government, but people in government. I always want to emphasize that. We're not opposed to government. We're opposed to corruption in government. And if you can see that leaders have been focused on the corruption in government and consistently have tried to unite people, they're probably on the right track. But if they've always left behind them a debris of broken organizations and anger and division, you've got a pretty good idea that you're dealing with a false leader. And so what we're trying to do is build a dependable leadership core that people can rely on, especially people coming into the movement early. I mean, just recently, I should say, people who haven't had a chance to spend years and years studying this thing. They need someone they can rely on, someone with that record. And we're hoping that people will consider Freedom Force International to be that. So if you're trying to figure out, you know, who you can rely on, come to Freedom Force International. Check us out and ask that question.
Well, I'll say, G. Edward Griffin, the enemy doesn't operate for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40-plus years since 1959, as you have been doing. That's almost 50 years. No, they reveal themselves quickly, especially in our own movement. They usually work about a year. In fact, it's usually exactly 12 months is phase one. They try to build an audience on radio, internet, TV, how, and then suddenly they attack everyone and say you can't trust anyone. It's nothing but division.
Yeah,
I will tell people that most of the groups and organizations out there are actually good. The folks out on the ground are good, but you can really tell the organizations of people that are bad. And I mean, G. Edward Griffin, we know you're good. We know so many others are good as well. And a lot of it's also discernment. You know, having your head in the game a long time, but also, you know, not just being aware of disinfo, being aware of also the fact that we can also get too into this where we're too focused and paranoid and then never just move forward. I think really having a good attitude, viewers out there, listeners out there, you know that you're good people. You know you're leaders. You know that you've done nothing wrong. You know that you're doing this for the right reason. So you be leaders. You go out and start organizations. I mean, I think, you know, there's no excuse there. Is there, G. Edward Griffin?
No excuse at all whatsoever. And, you know, in a way, that takes us back finally to the Quigley formula, because Quigley was talking to some to a very important extent about how to provide false leadership. And so are we ready for that topic?
Yes. Let's continue discussing that during this segment. If you're listening to the InfoWars.com audio streams, this discussion will continue in 10 seconds at InfoWars.com. If not, we'll be back in 3 minutes. To continue fleshing out the Quigley formula, and then your phone calls with G. Edward Griffin. We got him on a bit late today, so we'll be going into overdrive today, 20 minutes after the main transmission ends with G. Edward Griffin. So we have an hour left, or about 50 minutes before us. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced, gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years, preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
We'll be going into overdrive. That is the main radio show. Is 4 hours, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Then I come back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. This New World Order takeover is very serious, and I take it very serious. That's why I work normally about 14 hours a day. I've cut back from 18 hours a day. That's why I've made a new film that I'll be showing at the Alamo Draft House this Saturday at 3:30 at downtown Alamo at their new, quote, Ritz location. Details at InfoWars.com. For InfoWars.com listeners on our internet streams, and for those watching PrisonPlanet.tv, we continue during the break talking about Carol Quigley, who set up the Rhodes Scholarship Program. He owned the major diamond mines and gold mines in Rhodesia and in South Africa and north of there. And of course, it turned out he was just an agent of the Queen the entire time. And, of course, one of his people that worked for him wrote a book about it after he died. Do you think everybody that is a Rhodes Scholar ends up staying on their payroll? Because we see a Chris Christopherson who speaks out against him. We see a Naomi Wolf who comes out and speaks out against it. You know, the martial law set up. But I had her on the show a few months ago, and I said, but you're a Rhodes Scholar. I said, people ask how we get these guests. We call their publicists. We get them on. You could try it, too, if you'd like. They think it's a conspiracy that we're able to get them on. It's a big radio show, folks. They want to come on and pitch their book. And you can call them, too, and get them on your show, probably. If you know how to talk to somebody on the telephone, that is. That's the big conspiracy, is just to act friendly. I'm just being sarcastic to some people out there. But the point is, I had her on and asked the hard question. I said, are you for a world government? She said, no. They didn't teach me that in a Rhodes Scholarship, but I know that Cecil Rhodes called for world government, called for a British Anglophile dominated system, merged with the Rothschilds. So do you think Naomi Wolf is fibbing there?
No, that's a really good question, and you're not the first person that asked that question of me. I find it hard to believe that a person can be selected as a Rhodes Scholarship and actually go through the whole process and be educated there in London and be part of that group without being a devotee of world government. I just find that very, very difficult to believe.
You know, Chris Christopherson's people said they knew who we were, but that he wasn't going to come on the show. Mm-hmm. Then we get Willie Nelson and Jesse Ventura and Tommy Chong and Charlie Sheen and German defense ministers. The incredible thing is I had this the head of the Kissinger group on last week, and when I got him on during the break, I said, hello, sir, and he started laughing at me, and I said, what's funny? He goes, oh, Alex Jones. And I said, oh, you know who I am? You're coming on. He goes, of course we all know who you are. In fact, John Harmon running the show heard it. Like, I said, hey, John, were you listening in on that conversation I had with the head of the Kissinger group? Are you on air right now?
No, I am.
Bring yourself on air. Did you hear how he admitted? I mean, I didn't want to toot my horn on air. Would have sounded obnoxious. But after the fact, it isn't that he knew who I was. That's actually scary. This is the head of the Kissinger group, one of the heads of the Carnegie Endowment. And he's saying, yeah, we know. We all know who you are. Well, John, you heard it. Tell J. Edward Griffin what he was saying.
Oh, yeah. He was very arrogant. And, you know, Jones was joking with him, calling him master. And he seemed to like that, actually. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he does like that.
These guys are, you know, very arrogant, and, you know, they want people just do what they say.
Yeah, see, what happened is we got him queued up, and I, you know, John called him at like 29 after, and then he was going to be on at 33 after. So I come on and say, thank you for coming on. We're not live yet, but I'm going to have you on in just a moment, sir. He started laughing at me, and I said, was something wrong? And he said, nah, Alex Jones. And I went, what? Do you know who I am? And he goes, of course we know who you are. I mean, folks, do you realize they know who I am? G. Edward Griffin, that means we must be hurting him if he wanted to arrogantly laugh at me before we went on air. I mean, I remember 6 years ago in L.A., having Lionel Chetwin, who made the film about Bush being a hero on 9/11, the head of his film commission, came up in the bathroom while I was at the urinal and threatened me and said, we're going to get you. And then I went out on TV and debated him. But, I mean, I'm not tooting my horn. That's actually scary. But that shows how real this is, doesn't it, G. Edward?
Oh, yeah. This is real stuff. Usually it doesn't happen in the bathroom. It usually happens in the boardroom. But it's very real stuff, Alex. And, yeah, you bet they know who you are. You're a thorn in their sides. And
people ask why they haven't killed me. Why do you think they haven't killed G. Edward Griffin, haven't killed Alex Jones? I know you're sick of being asked that, but people are obsessed with it, so please humor them.
Well, I know how they work. They want us both eliminated, and they have a definite hierarchy of strategies for that. I've observed it over the years. The first thing they do if they want to eliminate their opposition is to ignore it. And, you know, in 99% of the cases, that works just fine. You don't have to do anything because their opponents have no funding, they have no voice, they have no following, they have no way to survive, really. And so usually they're just a little splash in the pan, and then they go away entirely on their own. So the first step is to ignore it. If that doesn't work, well, the next step is to discredit it, to destroy it in the eyes of the American public. This is where they bring their big media guns into play. They try and paint that big brush around the face of their target and make them look like some kind of a real nut, a child molester, a tax evader, a terrorist, or oh God, only knows what they can throw at the American public.
A hater.
People believe it. A hater or something like that, a fascist, a Nazi. Communist, they got all kinds of words, a racist, they've got a bushel basket full of words they can throw out, and unfortunately, most of the American people will believe it. So that usually works. I mean, the few that survive step number one get eliminated at step number two. Now, if they survive step number two, then the next level of opposition is to try and buy them off, either directly or indirectly. They provide funding, or they provide investments in their corporations, and they load their board of directors. And over a period of time, all of a sudden, their organizations are bought off. And sometimes they're even offered money. So why don't you just go retire? You're old enough now. You've done your share. You can go live in the Bahamas, and we have this estate for you and a chauffeur and a limousine and so forth. And why don't you just go away? And if that doesn't work, but then finally they turn to more physical things where sometimes people are suicided or that kind of thing. But I know what they do. This is pretty predictable. So the fact that you and I are still surviving means that I guess we haven't been discredited yet.
Well, here's what's happening. I had Nightline call me, and I know that's an operation. I mean, that show's come out, is CIA, Pentagon run, and I'm just basically told them no. I said, yeah. I have no, I mean, first they wanted to talk to We Are, they wanted to talk to me at first, and I said to We Are Change, do you want to talk to them? And most people kill to be on Nightline, not me, folks. The old adage, any publicity is good publicity, is actually not true. And I just said, you know what, because, Discovery Channel comes in, History Channel comes in, BBC comes in, and they'll tell you, oh, I'm a fan. And I go, come on, I know you're lying. I see the predatory look. I know it's a hit piece. And then it's a total dishonest hit piece. Now at this point, they are so discredited. Now, if it's live, I'll do it. I've always said I won't turn down anything that's live. But I do get those opportunities few and far between, and I don't turn them down because there I can actually, you know, try to get something out.
Right.
But, you know, to have the head of the Kissinger Group, which, as you know, is one of the most powerful groups out there, that's a Rothschild/Rockefeller management group. saying, yeah, I'm coming on to counter you guys. And I said on air, I said, you guys must really be in trouble if you're having to go ahead and come on shows now. And he basically was, you know, just said, yeah. And I've had other people have gone out and confronted globalists at events and said, you know, the New World Order's falling apart. And they say, well, it's in trouble, but we're going to keep it going. I mean, this is their life. Do you want to comment on that?
Well, yeah, I think it is their life. And they know how to manipulate opinion and public opinion. So these guys must have thought that by coming onto your show that they were clever enough and skilled enough to move public opinion against you, I guess, or to capture your audience in some way, or at least to paint the picture that they were really nice guys after all. They must have had some vision of how.
Well, no, they were trying to humanize themselves. He made, we counted it 10 times in 30-minute interview, which is, I guess, about 25 minutes of airtime. He said 10 times, well, we've got evil robber barons, and we've got to have a world government to contain and control them. Well, that we've already got a world government. These guys already do what they want. We've got to have this global government to control them. And I said on air, I said, you've said that a bunch of times. And he got mad at that. I said, you're just putting a talking point out. And he said, well, I'm allowed to have my view. And I said, you are the guys that want the world government. It's like, please don't throw me in the briar patch. So I talked to him at the end of the interview, and he was upset. And I didn't taunt him because I know they're very dangerous. I just said, look, thank you for coming on. I really hope you'll change your mind about trying to enslave us. And he just said goodbye. But he was not friendly. In fact, John, did you hear that, how he was not happy at the end?
Well, I guess he didn't achieve his goal, that's all. But, you know, you're thinking back to Naomi, and you asked whether or not she really might be sincere or not. I have no doubt that she is totally sincere in her opposition to martial law and in her opposition to the neocon agenda. But my question is, why does she not mention anything about the left-wing agenda that is advocated by...
It's identical. It's just got a different out. It's like a velvet iron fist, you know, a red glove or a black glove over it.
It's identical, and she plays the game of trying to make it seem like it's all a right wing conspiracy, and totally ignores the left wing. And you and I both know the left wing and the right wing are two different wings of the same ugly bird called collectivism. So when I see a Rhodes Scholar that's playing the game of focusing totally on one side of this this little scam and not the other, I know what she's doing. She's trying to generate support for the Democrats. That's what her mission is, as far as I
know. And so it's like judo. They're using it's a classic left-right paradigm. They're using an attack on the right wing of their sector, like a solar panel, to actually energize the other side of the wing.
Exactly, exactly. So, and I don't think somebody as smart as a Rhodes Scholar would accidentally do that. I mean, she has to know what she's doing.
Well, I've talked to her privately, and she acts really friendly, like a great saleswoman.
Oh, and, yeah, she has a great
And she's like, oh,
persona.
Please send me all that info. Alex, thank you so much. But I can tell it is a mask. And I'm going to get her back on. Maybe I should get her back on and have you on with her.
Well, I would love to talk to her. I would love to sit down and meet her. You know, there's always the chance that we're wrong or that I'm wrong.
Well, there's always the chance that they see what's happening and they want to turn back.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. She would then be attacking the whole left side of the paradigm.
Yes, she should be because there's no difference.
But the good news is everywhere she goes now, as I've seen the YouTubes, that's being brought up to her.
Oh, it is.
By leftists. They're going, I mean, are you not seeing what I'm, I mean, I just want your opinion because I don't know. I'm finally seeing the left, like never before, break their chains and become liberty lovers and get past these labels. They're buying guns. They understand the government's bad. They understand any government funding that's given is going to go to corporations. They finally, I think, are getting it.
Well, you mean at the grassroots level?
Yes.
Yes, oh, no doubt at the grassroots, but up there at the higher elevations where you need oxygen to breathe, those guys know exactly what's going on.
God, how did they do that? Because, you know, you talk about how first they ignore you, then they attack you, or first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. As Gandhi said, I kind of had it in reverse. These headhunters in 1998, even 97, I had like people call me who were big shot Democrats when I was attacking Bill Clinton, And then I'd find out who they were, and, you know, they would say, well, meet with me, but you've got to promise not to say we met, and so I can't say their names. I always, you know, follow my word, unless it's something criminal. And then you meet with this famous Democrat, or you meet with another person, and, you know, this has happened maybe 5-6 times. And then later it was corporate offers of millions of dollars to, you know, be basically a right-winger and put out kind of a new hardcore brand of Rush Limbaugh. I mean, I turned down, you know, 600 stations, basically. I was going to be tested out in And I guess most people, you just give them the offer that they just want that money. But money doesn't matter to me. It's ideas that I traffic in. It's history. It's humanity. It's the species. It's my children. I serve ideals. I guess they see me as a foolish romantic. But everything we've got was built on romanticism.
Well, God bless you, Alex. That's exactly the spirit of America that we need to revive.
Well, I just can't. I mean, they generate fiat money out of nothing, and then they buy the world with it. It's such a scam.
Well, it is a scam, but it works, and it's very frustrating to all of us. In fact, every once in a while, I still go through that dark night where you wonder, is this really worth it? Is humanity capable of salvaging itself? And, of course, when the sun rises in the morning, you always say, yes, you bet, and I'm going to be part of it, and you charge back into it. But, boy, it gets awful discouraging at times because people... You know, you look around, and even in your closest circle of friends, and even in some in your family, you think, well, these are excellent people. And yet you see them kind of sell out when it comes time to get a job, for example. I've seen people work for let's just be specific, for the pharmaceutical industry. Beautiful people I know, and yet they're out there selling these drugs, and you know, deep down underneath, they know that they're hurting people. But boy, is that pay good, and is that car that the company provides, is it nice? And boy, these trips they take to the South Pacific Islands, all paid for by the company, can you turn that down?
But it's all hollow. I mean, I want to feel good about myself.
Yeah,
I want to know that I'm helping humanity, and you know, these yuppies think they can just... basically poop everywhere. I hate to use that analogy, but that's what it is. And then it won't soil their own nest. When nobody cares about anybody, everything falls apart.
Yeah, that's right. Well, as I said before, fortunately, we don't need 51% of the population to have their heads screwed on right. If we can just get 3% or even 2% who understand and who are willing to dedicate a significant portion of their lives to this thing, we can recapture the program.
Turn
it around.
I agree. Let's jam a call, and we'll come back and take a bunch of them. Richard, where are you calling us from today?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, on last night on an educational network, Point of View, they had a special about privatization of prisons, and you know, where they went into detail where what you call corporations. Are actually, if not taking over some prisons, are actually building their own prisons and then going to state legislatures to actually, what you call, toughen up on laws just so people can get arrested and imprisoned, and then they hire their own guards and everything.
Sir, a battery in your backyard, speeding, will now be 6 months a year in prison.
Yeah.
I mean, G. Edward Griffin, you want to comment on that, and we'll hold you over into the break.
Well, sure. That's the trend, of course, is to get all of these legitimate functions of government, certainly prisons would be a legitimate function of government, to get it out of the political sphere so that the voters couldn't ever have any chance at reforming it, you know.
And let's be clear, this isn't free market. We pay
the tax
money to a private group that just so happens to be generally be owned by a money laundering drug cartel. And I'm surprised, was James Dobson saying this was bad that the prisons... go and then lobby for tougher laws to put more of us in their prisons?
Well, I didn't catch that, Alex.
No, I mean the listener, Richard.
Oh, okay.
Richard, are you still there?
James Dobson, I haven't kept up on him lately.
Well, I mean, that's Focus on the Family you were talking about. I tell you what, stay there. Richard, I want to continue for InfoWars.com stream listeners. We're going to talk during this break so we don't waste time with Richard and G. Edward Griffin. We'll come back on the other side with everybody else's calls.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew.
Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $29 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John.
Here's the deal. We're going to go 20 minutes into overdrive. We're going to go to Ray and Scott, but Abraham, Robert, I want to give you guys a local number. We'll go to you first, 512-646-5400. We'll be turning that system on in about 5 minutes. That's, of course, 512-646-5400. In fact, you're welcome to call in on that right now. But you were making a point in the behind-the-scenes interview we were just doing for the InfoWars streams that everybody needs to tune to now, because we won't be on the AM or FM or shortwave. We'll just, or the satellite, will just be at InfoWars.com with the audio and PrisonPlanet.tv with the video. With J. Edgar Griffin for another 20 minutes or so, we really appreciate him doing that. You were making the point about how, yeah, the private prisons are lobbying. That was just in the news the other day. I'm surprised it's on TV now, that they come and lobby and say, we need more people in prison because we've got private prisons we've opened. We need to fill them. And so now we see people being arrested for no turn signal, no seatbelt, kids being CPS'd for the smallest of things. I mean, there's millions of new police and bureaucrats, and they're going to find terrorists. And you talked about O'Brien torturing Winston, saying, hey, this isn't for criminals. Can you recap that?
Yeah, in 1984, that book 1984 by George Orwell, a point was made so well. O'Brien is the master criminal. He's working for the government. And he's torturing Winston, who is the good guy, and he's explaining the way the life really is. He says, Winston, come on, wake up, be real. This is the real world you're living in. And he says, you don't think we have laws in order to keep law in order or to enforce justice, do you? No, no, no. He says, Winston, come on, wake up. We have so many laws that it's impossible not to break laws, no matter what you do. If you get up in the morning, you probably have broken five laws before you brush your teeth. is that the purpose of having so many laws is so that everybody becomes a criminal. And now we have a reason for arresting anyone, and we can control people because they're all criminals. And I think that's the idea, that we're seeing it unfold right now in our lives today. I saw something on the Internet last night. Some poor bloke in the U.K. Got arrested, and he spent 18 hours in prison for dropping an apple core on the ground.
That's what it's all about. It's all about getting total control, getting you in the system. And I think even a lot of police now realize and know this. I mean, every roid head I've seen at the gym, now I see his officers strutting down the street with, you know, devil skulls tattooed all over him, just smiling with satanic pleasure that this is their time, I guess, and every town's going to have ne'er-do-well goons and black uniforms. In fact, next hour, I want to tell you the story briefly, and then we'll go back to the calls. So for all the callers, Ray and Scott and everybody else, just Abraham, Robert, call in right now at 512-646-5400, and you'll go to the head of the line for those callers that were holding on Genesis lines. And I want to thank the network for the great job and all the affiliates and everything they do. But I have the footage of FEMA and Road to Tyranny saying the Founding Fathers are terrorists. I have the FBI training manuals with their phone numbers on it saying the Constitution's bad, people that talk about it are terrorists. And I have police squad car video where they arrest people for having pocket constitutions, and state police stand there going, I think this is illegal. But at a Christian school in Texas, major university, they said you're not allowed to say the Bill of Rights and Constitution's good. It's now a terrorist document. I mean, it's so over the top, and I interviewed those guys. That rebroadcast is coming up in 20 minutes, but we're going to end the main network transmission now. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., but if you want to hear these other calls and more from G. Edward Griffin, you'll want to go like tens of thousands of people are doing right now and listen at Infowars.com on those streams and those streams alone, or you can watch us at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back on the other side in overdrive with G. Edward Griffin at Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
You are listening to GCN.
Imagine a world of peace, freedom, justice, and ecological sanity where the days of